to discuss the meaning of Damodar Ashtakam that we sing every day in the evening twice at Radha Damodar temple and at Radha Vrindavan Bihari temple. So every year I in some form or the other I discuss the meaning, generally in the Temple Bhagavatam class or in Vidyapeeth or somewhere. So it's a wonderful meditation. So it is said that one of the most important and effective means of progressing in spiritual life is to sing Damodar Ashtakam every day in the Damodar month, because this Damodar month is very dear to all the Vaishnavas, and it is especially blessed by Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Krishna. So when Srimati Radharani blesses a devotee and favors a devotee for his or her devotional efforts, so Krishna cannot refuse to accept such a devotee, because when Srimati Radharani is impressed with the service and the attitude of a devotee, she goes to Krishna, she approaches Krishna and recommends him or her that here is a better devotee than me. Krishna, accept him. When Radharani says that, Krishna has no other option. He may see hundreds of faults in this devotee, but because Radharani is recommending, so he will accept. And she is mercy, right? She is very merciful. So it's a wonderful fortune that by the mercy of all the acharyas and our senior Vaishnavas who are following in the footsteps of that acharyas, we got this opportunity to celebrate this Damodar festival in Kartik month. So we will try to discuss the meaning of this Damodar Ashtakam that we are singing every day. This is written by Satyavrata Muni. It is found in Padma Puran, and Sanatana Goswami gave a nice commentary called Digdarshini Tika on these eight verses of Damodar Ashtakam. So based on that we will discuss. As we are discussing Damodar Ashtakam, as it is natural, we will also discuss the Damodar Leela, not completely, but as much as it is mentioned or quoted in Damodar Ashtakam, right? So in our regular classes, Vidyapeeth classes, we have elaborately discussed Damodar Leela. You can close this window. Now we will discuss from the first verse.
नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले भ्रजमानम् नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपम् लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले भ्रजमानम् यशोदाभियोलूखलधवमानं परामृष्टमत्यन्ततो धृत्यगोप्या
The first verse of Damodar Ashtakam discusses various facets of Krishna, various attributes of Krishna, super excellences of Krishna, which are technically called Visesha. His Rupa Visesha, Tattva Visesha, Leela Visesha, all these are discussed. Krishna, when he placed the part of a small child, human child, in this world, in Vrindavan, he exactly imitates the behavior and nature of an infant, or a boy, or a child, right? So, while he is imitating those human behavior, he is so absorbed that he forgets his godhood only. In Vrindavan, all the Vrajavasis forget Krishna's godhood because they are not even aware, they are not conscious of Krishna's godhood. Krishna himself also wants to be unaware of his godhood. So, when he is a small boy, he would just crawl and some gopis are churning butter. Krishna will confuse, see the gopi from behind, seeing the dress of the gopi, he will say that, he will think that, oh, this must be my mother. He will go and then catch her cloth, and the gopi turns behind, and it's not Yashoda, it's not even Rohini, it's some other gopi. Krishna just gets confused and then he goes away, right? So this kind of confusion and mistaking someone else to be someone else is common for us, not for Krishna, right? Although Krishna is seeing that person from behind, or he is seeing from, you know, 10 million miles away also, he can understand who is that person. He can just give the entire data, biodata of that person. But Krishna is getting confused, right? You can see in this beautiful picture. So, Krishna exhibits the nature of a human child. Why? Because unless he forgets his godhood, unless he forgets his supreme controllership and supremacy of everything that be, it's not possible for him to just absorb himself in relationship with all the Vrajavasis who control him. Krishna is controlled by the Vrajavasis. The words that are used to describe this quality of Krishna is that he is bhakti baddham, bhaktair jitatvam, bhakta vashyata, bhritya vashyata, bhaktam paradhina. These are the words that are used to describe Krishna. Krishna's quality of being controlled by his devotees. He is the supreme controller, Ishvara, but he comes under the control of people who are under his control. Right? We think, we speak about the mood of servant. Krishna is like, coming like that. He is the servitor of his subordinate. I am the servant of my servant. This is the mood of Krishna, and that mood is very vividly exhibited in this Damodar Leela. And Damodar Ashtakam is a glorification of that Leela. Right? So when Krishna gets confused like this, his apparent display of confusion or display of unawareness or ignorance or innocence or many other shortcomings that human being might have, so many faults, he may steal, he may become angry, he may become lusty, he may become greedy, he may start speaking lies. So all these kinds of human frailties, faults, doshas that are seen in human beings are exhibited by the supreme absolute truth only to glorify this quality of his being controlled by his devotees, right? So when Krishna gets confused with some other gopi, so the gopi just gets attracted and enchanted by this behavior of Krishna, this innocent behavior of Krishna. That's how Krishna captivates their minds, and he himself enjoys, right? So in one class by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he says that Krishna is Leelananda. Leelananda means he takes ultimate satisfaction in enjoying pastimes with his devotees. Devotees are Premananda. They take ultimate satisfaction in offering their genuine love towards Krishna. And when both of them come together, the Leelananda and the Premananda come together, it will become Paramananda, the ultimate bliss. There is no combination of two parties in the entire cosmic manifestation that can produce ultimate bliss more than this. The combination of a pure devotee who just loves Krishna and Krishna himself, who loves to reciprocate with those devotees, is the best combination that can result in the ultimate satisfaction and bliss of the heart. Right? So the so-called Brahmananda, the ananda or the satisfaction or the happiness of merging in impersonal Brahman, is cannot compare to even a particle of a droplet of the ocean of prema that is existing between Krishna and his devotees, right? So, and sometimes Krishna catches the tail of a calf and he is dragged by that calf in the Vraja Dhuli, in the Gaur Raja, in the dirty, apparently dirty land, which is created, which is mixed with the cow's dust and cow urine and cow dung. Krishna is being dragged by the calf when he catches the calf's tail. And when he catches the calf's tail, he becomes very afraid that what is going to happen to me. Just like small babies may get afraid. So when the calf is running away, he gets afraid and catches it more tightly. And seeing that, all the gopis become so enchanted by the innocence and the activities of Krishna. And they are also anxious and worried that, oh, some scratches might happen on Krishna's, you know, tender limbs. They will immediately come to Krishna's rescue and then pick him up. And although he is filled with all this dust and cowding and cow urine, they don't hesitate to embrace Krishna. Right? That is their love and affection. Right? They don't feel that, oh, my clothes will get bad, they'll become dirty. They don't feel like that. So when Krishna exhibits faults, apparent human faults in his character, they are actually special ornaments in his character. They are not actually human faults. From a human perspective, ordinary human beings will try to pull down Krishna from his position of being the supreme controller and personality of Godhead when quoting these faults. But what do the devotees do? They do exactly the opposite. They relish more on these apparent faults of Krishna. See, my Krishna is so wonderful. In the South India, that Brahman is there, Srirangam Brahman. Mahaprabhu saw him. He said, you are unable to study Bhagavad Gita properly. Why are you in ecstasy? Why are you crying so much? What makes you cry? Then he says, when I see Krishna taking the reins of the chariot and then doing such a menial service to Arjuna, just tears come from my eyes. Right? So ordinary people might think that, oh, Krishna is doing such a menial service of being the chariot driver. He's not taking weapon only. And he ran away from battle so many times. Right? Is he God? Like that ordinary people will say, materialistic people. But devotees relish those apparent shortcomings in Krishna's character more and take that as a reason to glorify him. Right? So Damodar Leela, you will find hundreds of such faults, contradictions in Krishna's character. But these contradictions are not actually contradictions. They are special ornaments in his character that reveal his pure love towards his devotees. The king of all qualities that Krishna has, he has unlimited qualities. The king of all those qualities is his being controlled by his devotees. He comes under the control of his devotees. He doesn't hesitate. He's not an insecure master of this material world. Right? If I give more lenience to my subordinate, he will take over me. That kind of insecurity is there in the material masters, but not in Krishna. He loves to be captivated in the hearts of his devotees. He loves to be captured and controlled and conquered and defeated by his devotees. To exhibit that quality, Krishna can compromise on some of his opulences, some of his attributes also. Although he is eternally blissful, he can cry. Why? To reciprocate with the love of Mother Yashoda. Although he is absolute truth, he can lie. He can speak lies. Why? To give pleasure to the gopis. Although he is peace personified, he becomes angry. Although he is ever satisfied, Atmarama, Aptakama, but he remains hungry for Mother Yashoda's love and milk. We'll discuss more of all those contradictions that are going to come in Damodar Leela. So to begin with, how can God have faults of a human being? Actually, these are not faults. How can God steal? So if he's stealing, if he's apparently behaving in an immoral way, how can he be called God? But behind all these apparently contradictory activities, Krishna is trying to exhibit his topmost quality of being controlled by his devotees and displaying his affection for the devotees, and also these contradictions are not actually contradicting his tattva. He is the supreme proprietor of everything. So if he is the supreme proprietor of everything, if he goes and takes some butter from some gopi's house, how can you call him thief? Right? So his tattva is not actually compromised in the ultimate sense, but at the same time it's compromised to some extent in one sense. So that is only to relish pastimes with his devotees. Now this Parikshit Maharaj at the end of the 8th chapter of 10th canto asks this question to Sukadeva Goswami. Nandaha kimakarod brahman shreya evam mahodayam Yashodacha cha mahabhaga papau yasyah stanam harihi. Stanam harihi means she is giving her breast milk to Krishna. So the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, he is surviving and dependent on milk that is coming from a mother, an ordinary gopi, a small simple gopi in a village called Vrindavan. How can something else nourish? If we don't eat food, we will die. We may survive for a day or two or 1 week maybe, but after that we cannot survive, right? So but Krishna is surviving based on Mother Yashoda's milk, right? So papav yasyah stanam harihi, how can Yashoda Mai get such a great position as being the mother and nourisher and the maintainer of the supreme maintainer Krishna? How can that be possible? That was the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj at the end of 8th chapter. In response to this, Sukadeva Goswami speaks the 9th chapter, which is Damodar Leela. So this Damodar Leela was spoken to extol the glories of Mother Yashoda and through that glories of Krishna. And why glories of Krishna are connected with glories of Mother Yashoda here? Krishna's topmost quality is, as we mentioned, to come under the control of his devotees, to become merciful towards his devotees. He becomes so merciful, his kripa shakti is superior to all other shaktis. He may manifest so many shaktis like vibhuti shakti, satya sankalpa shakti, this shakti, that shakti, but when kripa shakti comes in him, all the shaktis have to take a low profile, they will go aside. And his kripa shakti means his mercy is so prominent in him that will make Krishna come under the control of his devotees also. That's how his bhakta vashyata or bhaktair jitatvam, that quality becomes the king of all his qualities, right? So now in the beginning we discussed that Krishna wants to absorb himself in the mood of an infant. Now if he does not adopt this mood of being an infant or a boy or a child under the protection of a mother, if he is aware of his godhood, if he wants to be aware of his godhood, then he cannot actually relish, he cannot actually shed tears when Mother Yashoda leaves him away. He cannot actually run away from Mother Yashoda when she takes a stick and then chases him, right? This all will become drama only. But Krishna doesn't want to do drama. Krishna wants to do it actually. For that, he has to keep aside his godhood. He has to keep all his shaktis. Relax, wait for a while. Let me have this sweet exchange with my mother or with my friends or with my gopis or whatever. Let me have these exchanges with my devotees. Oh, my dear shaktis, just wait for a while. Whenever I need him, I'll call you. Right? So all the shaktis and opulences of Krishna are waiting in Vrindavan. When will we get an opportunity to render some service to Krishna? Energy is meant to serve the energetic. The energetic person wants to have an exchange with his beloved devotees, so the energies are waiting. For example, the Prime Minister comes in this room and he must be having a friend in this room only. He wants to have his exchanges with his friend. Although he is a Prime Minister, he wants to have an intimate exchange and a private dialogue with his friend. So all his bodyguards and all his military officers who are trying to protect him, his assistant, his secretary, all the government officials, all these fellows should stay outside. They should not intrude into this exchange that is happening. Whenever this prime minister needs some assistance of these energies, they will come, do the needful, and then go away. So let him have exchange with his friends and family members nicely. That's what Krishna is. Krishna is having the most intimate exchanges of various rasas in Vrindavan. All his opulences will take a low profile at that time. So, in this first verse, our Satyavrata Muni does a Mangalacharan, means an auspicious invocation. We recited just now, Namami Ishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bharajamanam. Krishna is trying to do this Damodar Lila, and Satyavrata Muni in this first verse, he is glorifying these attributes of Krishna. He highlights the Tattva Visesha, Leela Visesha, Guna Visesha, Rupa Visesha, Parivara Visesha, Saundarya Visesha, and Prema Visesha of Krishna in this Damodarashtakam. Before entering into describing or elaborating on all these Viseshas of Krishna, Satyavrat Muni is doing a Mangalacharan by uttering the word Namami. Namami means I offer my obeisances. And to whom? Ishwaram. I offer my obeisances unto Ishwara. Now Krishna has kept aside his quality of being Ishwara. He is not the supreme controller. Here Yashodamayi is the controller of the supreme controller, Ishwara. Krishna is the supreme Ishwara, but he controls everyone. But Yashodamayi becomes his controller in this episode. But why Satyavrata Muni is describing this word Ishwaram? Why he is describing Krishna as Ishwara in this episode? He is not showing his Ishwaratva. He is thoroughly defeated. He is beaten up. Beaten up means like about to be beaten up. He was crying profusely. He was tied up. But why this Ishwara is coming up? He is bound. He is not controlled. He is not the controller. He is being controlled. But he is highlighting this word Ishwara. This is meant for us, right? Although Krishna kept aside his quality of being Ishwara to show his quality of Bhakti Baddham, but we should not underestimate the potency of Krishna, because the people in this material world, especially Kali Yuga people, as soon as they get some small hint, they want to minimize the position of a person, right? They keep searching for reasons. How can I minimize his glory? So Satyavrata Muni is immediately clarifying that although Krishna is playing the part of a small child, naughty child, mischievous child, still he remains the supreme personality of Godhead. He remains the supreme controller. There is no doubt about it. Don't misunderstand his behavior as a small child. So Satyavrata Muni is clarifying that. So his tattva remains the same. There is no transformation in his tattva. That's why this Ishwara word indicates his tattva visesha. Right? So the Lord has two categories of characteristics. Mukhya visesha, or primary characteristic of being the supreme controller, of being Satchidananda. And there is Gauna visesha, secondary characteristics of his beauty, his strength, and his other opulences. So his being supreme controller and Satchidananda is not compromised, although he is acting against that tattva in this beautiful leela. See, Namami Ishwaram, he did not exhibit his quality of being Ishwara, but he remains Ishwara. He is Ishwara. Don't underestimate him. And Satchit Ananda Rupam, Sat, he is eternal. Chit is eternal. Sat is eternal, Chit is knowledgeable, and Ananda is blissful, right? So, but he acts little opposite. He is not exhibiting Ananda, he is crying in this Leela. He is not exhibiting a very good moral and disciplined behavior. Yashodamayi is trying to discipline the all-knowledgeable Krishna. right? All knowledgeable Krishna, he is being trained by Mother Yashoda. This fellow doesn't know any manners only. I have to teach him. I have to beat him. I have to punish him. I have to train him properly as a proper human being. That is Yashoda Mai's attitude towards Krishna. Right? So, but although that is happening in this Leela, his Tattva Visesha is not compromised. He remains Sachidananda. He remains as Ishvara. So, this is also Rupa Visesha, Satchit Ananda Rupam. So, in the first two words, Namami Ishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam, in this first line, Krishna's Tattva Visesha is highlighted. And Satchit Ananda Rupam can also mean Rupa Visesha. So, he remains the source of incarnations. Although Yashoda Mai can just take a bucket of water and then pour it on Krishna, and then bathing of Krishna is completed. Viloma Mangala Thakur says, all the oceans in the entire cosmic manifestation cannot fill one bodily pore of Varahadev. And that Varahadev is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of this Krishna. And to bathe Krishna, Yashoda Mai uses a bucket of water. Done. Throw it on him. His bathing is done. So if the source of the source of the source of this incarnation needs one bucket of water to take bath, how can all the hundreds of oceans cannot fill even sweat pore of Varahadev, who is an expansion of Krishna? So that is Krishna, inconceivable, inconceivable potency, right? So Krishna remains the source of incarnations, he remains Sachidananda Rupam. Next is, Rupa Visesha is further continued. Namami Ishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam. Lasat Kundalam word indicates the Rupa Visesha of Krishna. Rupa Visesha means the super excellence of his form, Kundal. So Krishna wears such beautiful earrings, Kundal. So these Kundal means these earrings are especially mentioned of all the ornaments that Krishna wore. Because all ornaments are at different limbs of the body. Armlets are there, bracelets are there, anklets are there, waist belt is there, then some other ornaments in the neck and hands and other places. But this earrings are specifically mentioned because they have the opportunity to constantly kiss the beautiful cheeks of Damodar. As Krishna is running away from Yashoda, or he is just running in various streets of Vrindavan and forests of Vrindavan, this Kundal are constantly hanging and kissing the cheeks of Damodar, Krishna. That's why they are very special ornaments, of all his ornaments. And Krishna is the ornament of all ornaments. Yanmartya leela upayakam svayoga maya balam darshayita grihitam vismapanam swasya cha saubhagardehe param padam bhushana bhushanangam. Param padam bhushana bhushanangam means the ornaments that Krishna wears are not actually ornaments to Krishna, and Krishna is the ornament of all those ornaments. Because ornaments are beautified when Krishna wears them. Not that Krishna becomes beautiful when he wears some ornaments. Same ornaments you take and you put in your ears. Right? So, we will not become beautiful. Ornaments definitely will not become beautiful. When the ornaments are offered to Krishna and they become beautiful. The ornaments become beautiful. Krishna increases the beauty of ornaments. That's why he is called Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. This is the Rupa Visesha of Krishna. So we have seen the Rupa Visesha in various ways. All the Mathura women, they glorify Krishna. Gopyaha tapaha kimacharan yadamushya rupam lavanya saram asamordhamananya siddham drigbhi pibanti anusava abhinavam durapam ekanta dhama yashasya shriya aishwarasya. So Krishna's beauty has various attributes. Gopyaha tapaha kimacharan yadamushya rupam. What kind of great tapa or fortune that gopis had to be able to see this beautiful form of Krishna. Lavanya saram. Lavanya saram means Krishna's beauty is the essence of all lavanya, loveliness. Asamordham, there is no other form superior to Krishna's form or equal to Krishna's form. Lavanya saram asamordham ananya siddham, third attribute. Ananya Siddham means Krishna did not acquire this beautiful form from anywhere else. It's innate in him. It's natural for him. It's a part of his Swarupa. Ananya Siddham. Drigbhihi pibanti anusava abhinavam durapam. When you drink the nectar of Krishna's beauty with your eyes, it will appear fresh and fresh as you are drinking. There is no satiation. So drigbhihi pibanti anusava abhinavam, it will appear newer and newer. Durapam, it's rarely attainable. Fifth attribute. Ekanta dhama yashashah shriya aishwarasya. This is the one and only abode of all opulences like beauty and wisdom and strength and many other opulences, wealth. So that is the Rupa Vishesha of Krishna. That Satyavrata Muni is highlighting in the second line, first word, Lasat Kundalam. So you cannot elaborate so much on the Rupa, one Vishesha only. So he'll just encapsulate the whole thing in two words, Lasat Kundalam. His face is resplendent because of this kundal, Lasat Kundalam. And Sanatana Goswami elaborates it a little more. Then, next part, Gokule Bhrajamanam. This is the Parivara Vishesha of Krishna. Parivara means family, entourage. All one's beloved friends and all the people surrounding him. That is the Parivara. Gokule Bhrajamanam. And where is Krishna performing this beautiful leela? In Gokul. Right? In Gokul Vrindavan. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajaukasam, yan mitram paramanandam puranam brahma sanatanam. Brahmaji is glorifying. Brahmaji is the supreme personality in the entire universe. There is no one superior to Brahma. If there is anyone superior, there is only Krishna. Apart from Brahma, Brahmaji is the first manifested being in this entire universe. Right? He appreciates the fortune of the Vrindavan vases. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajaukasam. What kind of great fortune? Aho, aho. Aho means, alas, aho is an expression of one's wonder and appreciation. And he uses that word aho two times. Aho, aho. Bhagyam, bhagyam, he uses two times. What great fortune they have. What great fortune they have. Brahmaji is saying that. Brahmaji doesn't speak anything redundant. And that too is only four lines, shortest meter verse. Not long meter verse. Not like Janmadhyasa meter verse. There are so many words in that chandas. In such a short verse, he is expressing his appreciation for the fortune of all the Vrajavasis like this. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajaukasam. Yan mitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. So that supreme personality of Godhead, that supreme absolute truth has become their friend. He's acting like mitra. Mitra means friend to all these Vrajavasis. Paramanandam, causing such great bliss and happiness to all these Vrajavasis. Yan mitram paramanandam, and who is causing that? Purnam brahma sanatanam. The eternal, supreme, absolute truth is doing that. That is really great fortune of Vrajavasis. That is the Parivara Vishesha of Krishna. Gokule Bhrajamanam. And Krishna performs the most enchanting pastimes of all his pastimes in Vrindavan only. He performs hundreds of pastimes and thousands and millions of pastimes in various incarnations. Even in his pastimes as Krishna also. He does in Dwaraka, he does in Mathura, he does in Hastinapur. He goes to various other places. He goes to Kundinapur. He goes to even Yamalok also. He goes to Sutala Lok also, meets Bali Maharaj. He goes to Varuna Lok also, under waters. He goes to Swargalok meeting Indradev in that Parijata episode. So like that, Krishna is all-pervading in this universe when he manifested as Krishna. Amongst all those activities, the most enchanting activities are in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he is playing the part of a small boy. An innocent boy, that too first 10 years. Generally, the first 10 years of one's life is not considered very significant. So you start doing something substantial and something practical once you enter teenage and beyond that. Right? Beyond Yavana, your activities become little more substantial and practical and useful. But what Krishna does before 10, 11 years old only, there becomes the most enchanting pastimes of his entire manifestation. And Sukadeva Goswami narrates them for 37 chapters. First five are like, first four chapters are in Mathura only. At least 34, 33 chapters he elaborates on Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan only, out of 90. Right. So all that he has done in Vrindavan. So they are the most enchanting pastimes. So the second two lines we have discussed it so far. First two lines, right? Namami Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam. That is which Visesha? Tattva Visesha. Right? Lasat Kundalam Rupa Visesha. Gokule Bhrajamanam Parivara Visesha. Then the next two lines are Lila Visesha of Krishna. Yashoda Bhiya Ulukalad Dhavamanam. Krishna just stole butter, you know the Lila? And he went into a room adjacent to the room where Yashodamayi was churning butter. He made one mortar, wooden grinding mortar, right upside down. He climbed up on it somehow. He just reached on top of it. He picked up butter and he started distributing to the monkeys. Then Yashodamayi came there. Then Yashodamayi came there, Krishna just jumped off from that mortar. Ulukhala Dhavamanam. He started running away. So that is the Leela Vishesh of Krishna. So, Traya Chopanishad Bhishcha Sankhya Yogaishcha Sattvataihi Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harim Samanya Tatmajam. When a great personality enters your room and picks up something, he takes your pen, he takes your water, or he takes the Mahaprasad, Rasmalai, that you have kept for yourself. Okay. Depending on who takes it, you will respond. If your own classmate takes it, you may just get into some argument. If your junior takes it, you may feel that, hey, offensive, hey, kya, manners nahi hai. Senior devotee ko aparadh kar rahe. Like that one may think. But if some very exalted person comes, your counselor will come, or your guru will come, or the temple president will come and take, you will be very grateful to give it, right? But what did Yashoda do? When the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead takes some butter from her room, she picked up a stick and started chasing him. How dare you break my pot and take my butter and give it to someone else? Dhavamanam, and the Supreme Absolute Truth is running away from her out of fear for his life. Right, my life is at threat now. Yashoda is threatening to beat me, punish me, bind me. I'll just run away from here. That's what Krishna does. So this is the Paribhasha Sutra of entire Krishna Leela. That is this verse. Sukadeva Goswami speaks. Traya Chopanishad Bhishcha Sankhya Yogaischa Sattvataihi. Traya cha, in all the three Vedas, Upanishad Bhishcha means in all the Upanishads, Sankhya Yogaischa. Sankhya Yogaischa means in all the literatures that are describing Sankhya Yoga, Sattvataihi. Upagiyamana Mahatmyam, the glories of the Mahatmya of this personality, Krishna, this small boy running here, is described in all these great literatures. Right? All the Vedic literatures are glorifying him only. Him or his partial expansion or some attributes. Like that. So when to glorify his attributes or partial attributes or partial incarnations, so many Vedic literatures are writing pages and pages of verses. Yashodamayi is saying, Harim sa amanyata atmajam. That Hari is considered as her own ordinary human child by Mother Yashoda. He is my child. He is glorified in Upanishads and Vedas. I don't mind. I don't pay any attention to all that. He is my son. Like that. When seeing Yashoda, seeing Krishna bound up by Mother Yashoda, at that time this Balaramji and Rohini were not there. And when Yashodamayi was trying to bind Krishna also, Krishna was crying out, "Oh Rohini, Rohini Mata, where are you? In your absence, Yashodamayi is tying me. Yashodamayi is mercilessly binding me up. Where are you?" Whenever Yashoda becomes little strict to Krishna, Rohini will come and then protect him and just pacify Yashoda, like that. But now Yashodama is exhibiting the epitome of her anger, her frustration towards Krishna. Loving frustration, loving anger, loving strictness. So she tries to discipline Krishna many times, but she never went to such an extent as she did in Damodar Leela. Right in this pastime only, Rohini was absent. Whenever Yashoda tries to become little strict also, Rohini will come to Krishna's rescue, but now Rohini is absent. So Krishna was crying out for Rohini. All the conditioned souls immersed in ocean of lamentation cry out for help. Cry out for Krishna for help. Please rescue me from this material ocean. That we sing also. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. I am immersed in this ocean of miseries. Please protect me. Like that, Krishna only receives that calls. Right? All these people are calling, Krishna, please come and protect me. No, Krishna is calling out for protection. Oh, Rohini, please come and protect me. This is a contradiction in his character, is it not? So he is crying out for help. Please protect me. There is no one to protect me. That's why this gopi, this Yashoda, is binding me up. This is child abuse. So Krishna is saying like that. Krishna says that you are merciless, Yashoda. You are beating me. Everything you have only done. So when Yashoda caught Krishna and said, you naughty monkey lover, house plunderer, you monkey-like child, so who broke the pot? You tell me. Then Krishna says that, actually when you were going away to the kitchen, leaving me mercilessly, your cloth was struck in the pot or whatever when you were running, it just broke. And he also says that, Yashoda my questions, who gave butter to the monkeys? Then Krishna says, the person who created them, he gave butter to them. Right? So like that, Krishna speaks hundreds of lies, right, in his interactions with his absolute truth. He starts speaking lying. He starts lying. He is the supreme proprietor, he steals. So in this interaction with Mother Yashoda, At one point Mother Yashoda says, you have associated with monkeys consistently and you have developed the nature of monkeys. Then Krishna says, if I am a monkey, I must be monkey from my mother's side, not from my father's side. And further Krishna says, because you are calling me monkey, I will not stay in your house. I will go to the forest and stay with monkeys only. Right? So Yashoda may become a little worried. This fellow may run away. So better I bind him up so that he will not run away from home, because he is so agitated, he is fearful also, he is speaking like this. So let me protect him in the house so that I can be engaged in my household duties. Like that. So Harim Samanya Tatmajam. At that point, Krishna says that it's your mistake that pot broke and I am innocent, my role is not there in distributing butter to the monkeys, but you are mercilessly beating me without any justice. Like that Krishna says. Then Yashoda Mai says, you are clever boy, speaking very clever words. Right? No more toys for you, no more friends for you, no more butter for you. Let me see how you will play. So I will not give you anything. I will just tie you up in my home. So like that she says, and then she binds. So before all that happens, Krishna was running away. That's the point that Satyavrata Muni is highlighting. Yashoda bhiyoka bhiyoluka lad dhavamanam. So uluka lad dhavamanam. He is running away, jumping off from this uluka, this ukhal. Why? Because Yashoda bhaya, he is fearful of Mother Yashoda's stick. Fear personified is fearful of Krishna, but Krishna is fearful of Mother Yashoda. That's the speciality of Gokul pastimes. And what's happening? Later, paramrishtam atyantato dhritya gopya. Next line. Paramrishtam, and Yashodamai was running behind Krishna with greater speed. Generally, children have greater mobility. They can run faster. And Yashodamai, being a like a lady, grown up elderly lady, so she's also mentioned, described to be little heavy bodied. So she is trying to run behind Krishna, right? She was unable to catch up with Krishna. Who can catch up with Krishna? she is unable to catch up with Krishna, but Krishna is just running away very fast. And Krishna runs away, how? He is very clever. He keeps a safe distance. Although internally there is anxiety, there is fear, there is terror that Yashoda might catch me at any time. Because Krishna never saw Yashoda Mai with a stick. She became strict many times. She tried to discipline Krishna many times. But she never came with a stick suddenly manifested in front of Yashoda. So Krishna, when he was distributing butter to the monkeys, he was doubtful that Yashoda might come to me at any time. He was just restlessly watching here and there. And Yashoda Mai just kept her stick behind and slowly, without making any noise, followed the butter footprints of Krishna and reached where Krishna was distributing butter to monkeys and suddenly manifested in front of Krishna. Darshan, shadan darshan. Curtain, suddenly the curtain was opened. Then Krishna was shocked. He just jumped off from there and then ran away. So there is some kind of naughtiness and mischievous tendency there. At the same time, there is a lot of fear also. So paramrishtam atyantato dhritya gopya. Krishna is running away, running, running, running. While running, there was a long conversation between Yashoda and Krishna. Yashoda says, stop, stop, oh naughty boy, oh mischievous boy, stop. Today I have to punish you, today I have to beat you. Then Krishna says, no, I will not come, I will not come. If I come, you will punish me. Like that he was running away. So as he was running, he was keeping a safe distance from Mother Yashoda, at least few steps ahead, at least a hand length away. So when Yashoda extends hand, it's at least few inches away from Krishna's body. That's how Krishna maintained distance, safe distance from Yashoda, so that he can avoid the punishment. So he runs and he makes sure that, oh, Yashoda is few steps away, she did not reach me yet, he turns back. And as she was approaching, he will run away again. So like that he was maintaining distance. So every now and then Krishna would run behind, look behind and then see. Then at one point, and actually Krishna ran towards the main gate. Krishna ran towards the main gate because Yashoda, being a cultured lady and a very chaste lady and the queen of Vrindavan, she would not become so bold to just come out on the streets and run behind her naughty child. She may feel a little shameful to do it. And even if she does it, she may not punish Krishna in public. So hoping like that, Krishna ran towards the main gate. Jiva Goswami writes like that in that commentary. So, but Yashoda Mai was so determined this time, especially because she was absorbed in her seva to Krishna only. So she was trying to chant that Padmagandha milk for Krishna only, and that same personality is coming and intruding in her seva, right? Causing some disturbance in her seva. Sometimes the person who gives you seva will cause some disturbance in your seva, right? And you have to tolerate it and do both services, right? No, I'm doing this service. No, do this. First do this. Like that, you have to switch roles. So now Yashoda Mai took up the third service of what? Of punishing Krishna, of chastising Krishna, of disciplining Krishna. So paramrishtam atyantato dhritya gopya. Here gopi, Yashoda is described to be gopya. This word gopi is very lovingly used to address Mother Yashoda. Yashoda is directly not mentioned. Yashoda Bhiya is mentioned there, but here gopya is mentioned. That word gopi indicates her love towards Krishna. That's why Satyavrata Muni, it's not just to match chandas. Many times we will think that why this word is there? He could have used some other word. Maybe chandas is not matching. Yeah, it's not random. So gopya is used to lovingly address Mother Yashoda. And what is her attempt? In running behind Krishna and chasing Krishna to bind and punish Krishna with great determination to protect Krishna, to discipline Krishna. Na chantar na bahir yasya na purvam na pichaparam. Na cha antar na bahir. So he has no inside and no outside. He is inside of everything and he is outside of everything. Right? He is all pervading. Na purvam na apichaparam. He is no beginning, he has no end. So how can you tie something which has no beginning and no end? If there are limits, if there are boundaries, you can bind. He has no boundaries. He is all pervading throughout space and throughout time. He is present in past, present and future. He is all pervading in time. He is all pervading in space. He is outside also, he is inside also, he is in this universe also, that universe also, he is in the material world also, he is in the spiritual world also, he is everywhere. How can you try to bind him with one rope? Right? So, purvaparam bahischantar jagato yo jagachyaha. So, although Krishna is all pervading like that in space and time, tam matvatmajam avyaktam. Krishna is avyakta, unmanifest, but tam matva atmajam. Yashodamayi is considering Krishna as my son, Atmaja. He is born out of me. He is unborn, but Yashoda considers that he is born out of me. It's my responsibility, my duty to discipline him and train him properly. Martyalingam adhokshajam. Although he is adhokshaja, he is not subject to the perception of material senses, still Martyalingam, she considers him an ordinary child, my son. Like that. Gopi kolu khale dhamna babandha prakritam yatha. She is trying to catch him and trying to bind him to ulukhala, this wooden mortar, grinding mortar, prakritam yatha, as if he is an ordinary boy. An ordinary boy may be tied up with a rope, but how can you bind all pervading Krishna with a rope? She is trying to do that. So that determination, that innocent, simple love and affection towards Krishna is glorified in this pastime, and Mother Yashoda is glorified for it. Right. So that is the first verse. So Paramrishtam Atyantato Dhritya Gopya also indicates the Saundarya Visesha of Yashodamai. As she was running behind Krishna, even before she started running also, when she was churning butter also, her beauty is very wonderfully elaborated. Kshaumam vasaha pruthukatitate bibhrati sutranaddham. You remember that? The very third verse of Damodar Leela. Right? First verse is what? Yani yani, that is second verse. First verse is Ekada grahadayasishu Yashoda nandagehini. So third verse describes the beauty of Mother Yashoda. As she was churning, she is wearing a yellowish saffron cloth, and her bangles and her ornaments and earrings, all of them were making such beautiful sound like kartals. And as she was churning the butter, that is making sound like mridanga. And all these mridanga and kartal are making such pleasant sounds accompanying her singing of Krishna's activities, childhood activities. They are not overpowering Mother Yashoda's singing. Sometimes the mridanga player and kartal player might just do fast or slow or do many other things and may not assist the singer very effectively, or they may make it fast so that he can end fast, I can sing. Right? So all that is not there in when Yashodamayi was being assisted by the sounds of ornaments. Right? So that is the Saundarya Visesha of Mother Yashoda, that is also mentioned. So that is the first verse. Second verse completely describes the Leela Vishesha of Krishna. Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam karambhoja yugmena satankanetram. Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam rujantam karambhoja yugmena satankanetram. Mohushvasva kampatri rekhanka kantha sthita graivam damodaram bhakti baddham. Mohushvasva kampatri rekhanka kantha
मोहश्वास्वकम्पात्रिरेखाङ्ककण्ठ स्थितग्रैवं दमोदरं भक्तिबद्धम्
So this entire verse describes the Rupa Vishesha or Leela Vishesha of Krishna. This gives the finer details of all the aspects of Damodar Leela, especially Krishna's situation when Yashoda was trying to bind him and chase him.
Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam vrijantam karambhoja yugmena sa atanka netram.
Rudantam means Krishna is crying profusely. Muhur means constantly. Krishna is crying constantly. As Yashoda was chasing Krishna, Krishna was crying. Even before that, Krishna just got up from sleep and he was just rubbing his eyes and then slowly came to Mother Yashoda, hungry for her milk. And Yashoda Mai kept him on her lap and started feeding. So then when she saw that Padmagandha milk is overflowing in the kitchen, she just kept Krishna aside on the floor and she ran into the kitchen. From that point, Krishna is crying. So Krishna started crying when Mother Yashoda left him. Mother Yashoda made him deprived of her milk to protect some little Padmagandha milk. So since that point he was crying, and his tears are considered amrishasru actually. So in from one sense they are false tears, but they are actually genuine tears. Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna's tears are not false tears, they are genuine tears, because a person's integrity is tested by what he does in seclusion when no one is around him. When no one is around you, when you have your own private zone, what you actually do? That shows your integrity. What is Krishna doing? He's crying. That means he's really affected by Mother Yashoda's apparent negligence. Right? Krishna says, I want your milk. Yashoda Mai said, I want to protect that milk. Right? I will feed you later. Of course, there are very wonderful reasons why she left aside. Prabhupada writes also in the purport of Damodar Leela that sometimes we may have to do two services simultaneously, right? This service is also important, that service is also important. You have to address to two things. So, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam, Krishna will give intelligence which one to address first and how to do things simultaneously. Just like this. Arjuna was told by Bhima to kill Ashwatthama, and Yashoda, then Draupadi and Yudhishthira and other people also say that don't kill him. What he has to do? Kill or not kill? So he did something which is as good as killing, but his life is saved. That is removing his money. So Krishna will give intelligence. So at this point Yashoda Mai thought that anyways I am giving only 1 minute break in this feeding. And if I just pick up Krishna in my lap and then run to the kitchen along with him, I might drop him because I have to run very fast. And he's a small child, and after all we are Vaishyas. Our wealth is what? This cow milk and all cow products and grains, these are our wealth. So Krishna, being a Vaishya child, he is supposed to take care of his property of these cow products. But now he is so small that he is unable to take care, so I have to take care. Whenever parents do something which is apparently unpleasant for the children, that is actually done with a proper intent to protect them only. On the other hand, Chanura and Mushtika fought with Krishna and gave him such great fighting pleasure. Right? So, did they please Krishna? Apparently Yashoda Mai kept Krishna aside and Krishna was neglected. He was not happy with Yashoda Mai's action. He started crying. Does it mean that Chanura and Mushtika are better devotees of Krishna than Yashoda Mai? Acharyas compare like that. So the intent is more important than the action. Apparently Yashoda's action is displeasing to Krishna, but internally Krishna is so happy with her action at the heart of his hearts. That's why, because unless Yashodamai does like that, why would Krishna break pot? Why would Krishna distribute butter to monkeys? Why would Krishna run away? And unless Krishna does it, why would Yashodamai become angry and chase him and bind him? And unless Yashodamai binds him, why would Krishna be called Damodar? Why would Krishna be glorified for the rest of eternity as Damodara, one who is bound by the love of Mother Yashoda, one who is controlled by his devotees? So Yashoda, the word Yashoda means, Yasha means fame. Yashoda means the giver of fame. Why Yashoda is called Yashoda? Because she gave that fame to Krishna. That's why she is called Yashoda. What kind of fame did she give to Krishna? The fame of being controlled by his devotees. The fame of being Damodar. So Krishna became famous as Damodar because of Yashoda. Yashoda gave Krishna the fame of being famous as Damodar. Right? See, the Krishna's name Damodar is in relation to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda's name as Yashoda is in relation to Krishna's name as Damodar. Like that. So Arjuna is called Vijaya. Why? Because he's always victorious. Why he's victorious? Because he's friend of Krishna. Because he is friend of Krishna, he is always victorious, and thus he is called Vijaya. And Krishna is called Vijaya Sakha. Because Krishna is the friend of Arjuna, he is called Vijaya Sakha. So Krishna is named after his devotee, and his devotee is named after Krishna. So devotee likes to be named or called in relation with Krishna. That's why we are called so-and-so Das, so-and-so Das. All our names are in connection with Krishna. And Krishna also relishes when someone addresses him in relation to his devotees. Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Radha Raman. So Krishna relishes that. Damodar. So Rudantam Muhur, he is crying since that point. Krishna was crying since Yashodamai left him without giving her milk, causing an interruption in her feeding. So when he was crying, and while crying he broke the pot. While crying he stole butter. While crying and while being in anxiety, he was distributing butter to the monkeys. While crying he was running away from Mother Yashoda. While crying he was being bound. So Krishna's crying is throughout the Leela. Since Mother Yashoda left him till he was bound. And after he was bound also. At the time, at one point Balaramji comes and says, who bound Krishna? He is crying so much. Krishna is crying so much, and as soon as, although he was crying, either Mother Yashoda was not merciful on him. So when Balaramji returned, at that time Krishna has someone to show sympathy, because the sympathy seeking tendency is there in everyone. Krishna exhibits that tendency also. You have someone to express your anxiety or your distress or the injustice that you have faced. All these tendencies are there, right? So then it will become little less, right? Do you get some solace? You will become little more pacified. So Krishna is exhibiting that tendency, and then he's expressing his his distressful situation to condition to Balaramji. Balaramji, I'm bound like this. So Balaramji said, who bound Krishna like this? Who dared to bind Krishna like this? So he said, I am Ananta, I am Lakshman, I am Sesha, I am Naga, I am Balaram. I can destroy the entire Gokul now. I can burn it to ashes. So then someone came and told Balaramji in his ears, Yashodamai bound Krishna. Then Balaramji became like a cat or a mouse. He could not speak a single word. Are pehle kyun nahi bataya? We should have told before only that Yashodamai did this. So Balaramji is very much fearful of Yashoda also. So, but seeing Krishna crying so profusely, Balaramji just got up and gathered some courage with great difficulty and approached Mother Yashoda. And he told Mother Yashoda, Yashoda, you know who am I? He didn't say that. You know who is Krishna?
Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He is Ram. He is Narasimha. He is Varaha. He is Parashuram. He is everything. Then he is Narayana. He is the Supreme Narayana. He is the original Narayana. Adyo Narayana Hampuman. Do you know all this? Then Yashodamai very sarcastically asked Balramji, "Oh, Krishna is like this, huh? Then who are you?" He says, "I am Ananta, I am Lakshmana, I am Seshanag." Then Yashodamai said, "All the incarnations did not find any other place other than my house or what to take birth." Shut up and get out. If you don't get out now, I will also beat you up and bind you up like that. And Balramji just ran away. So Balramji just ran away from that place and he told Krishna, "Krishna, I told you not to do mischief. I told you not to steal butter. So what else can we do?" Yashodamai became angry now. So Balramji also started crying along with Krishna. Krishna is crying, Balramji is also crying. After some time seeing Krishna's condition, Balramji gathered little more courage and then went to Mother Yashoda. "Yashoda, Mata, Balramji, Krishna is in such a bound up condition since long time. I think you have punished him sufficiently. So this is a sufficient period of punishment for Krishna. I think you can release him now. Please, you can release him. Shall I go and untie him?" Yashodamai, "No." So Balramji just came out. Then later Nanda Maharaj came and released him. But anyways, the point here is Rudantam. He is constantly crying. Muhur. Muhur means constantly. Rudantam muhur netra yugmam rujantam. Netra yugmam means his two eyes. He is trying to rub his two eyes. Right? So hasam hare ravanata khila loka tivra sokashru sagara visoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rajitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandalam munikriti makaradhvajasya. The conditioned soul in this material world is immersed in an ocean of miseries. He creates an ocean of tears because of his lamentation in these threefold miseries. And by seeing Krishna's beautiful smile, that ocean of miseries, ocean of tears is dried up within a moment. And such a person, such Krishna, who can dry up the ocean of tears created by the lamentation of conditioned soul, he himself is crying constantly. It's a long while. Rudant, and it's all genuine. Rudantam muhurnetra yugvam rujantam. And he's also trying to rub his eyes. So one perspective is to produce more tears. Second is, Yashodamai caught his hand. Whenever Krishna cries, what does Yashodamai do? Because as it is natural for small children to cry, mother takes care of the child and tries to take her cloth and then wipe the tears of the baby, tears of the son. But in this context, in this Leela, although Krishna was crying, Yashoda was not wiping tears of Krishna with her cloth. She has become really strict and angry. So, Rudantam muhurnetra yugmam mrijantam karambhoja yugmena. With his own two beautiful lotus-like eyes, he was trying to rub his own eyes. He was trying to wipe his own tears because Yashoda was not wiping. So some references say that he used his both hands to wipe the tears, and some references say that he used only one hand because Yashodamai caught his right hand like this, and with his left hand he was trying to wipe his tears or rub his hands. So Yashoda chastised Krishna. Kritayagasam tam prarudantam akshini kashantam anjan mashini swapanina. With his own hands he is trying to rub his eyes. With his own hands he is trying to wipe his tears. See, Krishna has become so pitiful in this context. See, entire universe is watching him. Right? Although Facebook live or YouTube uploading is not there in those days. So what Krishna is doing now, the embarrassing and humiliating situation that Krishna is facing now, will be immortalized in the pages of Bhagavatam for so many generations and yugas together, this pastime is studied. Krishna is not concerned about his image. What will people think about me in future? If I am crying like this, if I am embarrassed like this in front of this simple gopi, what will people think about me? Will people worship me? So no one came to my assistance even to wipe my tears when I am crying so profusely. That's a really embarrassing situation, humiliating situation, awkward situation. Krishna kept himself in such an awkward situation so that his devotee is glorified. Mother Yashoda is glorified. Sometimes Krishna puts his devotees in awkward situation so that they are glorified. Sometimes to glorify them, he puts himself also into awkward situations. Krishna faced this kind of situation. So Yashoda chastised Krishna. He is the object of worship. He is the object of prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutah Stunvanti Divyaihi Stavaihi. With Divya Stava, with transcendental praises, Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Maruta, all these great demigods will gather together and glorify Krishna. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutah Stunvanti Divyaihi Stavaihi. Vedai Sangha Upanishad Vedai Sangha Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Yam Samagaha. All the Vedas, Upanishads, and so many other Satvata literatures, they all glorify Krishna. And such an object of praise, such an object of worship and prayers is being scolded and chastised and blasphemed by his own devotee in this. She says, you are a monkey lover, you are a house plunderer, you are greedy, you are a thief, you are stealing, like that she says. Right? So the object of worship and object of praise, he is being an object of scolding and chastisement. So who can be a greater devotee than Mother Yashoda? Right? Krita-agasam. Krita-agasam means he committed an offense. Krishna is beyond blame. Krishna is spotless in his character. But Krita-agasam. Sukadeva Goswami begins the verse. With great relish, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking these verses. Krita-agasam. Right? Krishna has performed his offense. Tam prarudantam akshini. Because of his offense, Yashoda became angry. Prarudantam. He started crying profusely. Akshini kashantam anjan. He is trying to rub his own eyes with swapanina. And the ointment, black ointment on his eyes is spread all over his face. Like that. So, udvikshamanam bhayavihvalekshanam. Bhaya vihvalekshanam. His eyes are filled with fear. Sa atankanetram haste grihitva bhishayantanu avagarat. Sa haste grihitva. Yashodamai caught his hand and started chastising him and scolding him. Right? Is this the behavior that you can do with the Supreme Lord? But Yashodamai says, who is Supreme Lord? He is my son. That is her stance, right, in relation to Krishna. He may be whatever. He may be source of all incarnations, but he is my son. I have to bind him now because he broke my butter pot. He stole my butter. He caused so much mischief. He interrupted in my service. I was doing this great service of churning butter for him and he started doing an interruption. Like that. So there's a nice conversation between Krishna and Yashoda. We'll not go into these details. So, Kunti Maharani meditates on this Leela in her prayers. Gopyada Deva Yikrita Gasida Matavad Yate Dashashruka Leela Anjana Sambhramaksham Vaktram Niniya Bhaya Bhavanaya Sthitasya Samam vimohayati bhirapi yad bibheti Gopyada Detvayi Kritagasita Matavat. In the similar lines as Sukadeva Goswami mentioned in the 10th canto, Kunti Maharani is saying, Gopyada Detvayi Kritagasi. You have committed an offense to Gopi Yashoda by first breaking the butter pot, by stealing butter, by distributing butter to monkeys, by running away outside and then making her run behind you in the streets And by speaking so many lies, so many offenses Krishna has done. Right? So, Tvayi Krita Agasi Dama Tavad, because of your offenses, this Gopi Yashoda is trying to bind you around your belly. Yate Dashashru Kalilanjana Sambhramaksham. Because of her chastisement, you were crying profusely. Kalilanjana Sambhramaksham, the anjana, the ointment on your eyes is getting rubbed when you are crying, when you are trying to wipe your eyes. Right? And Vaktram Niniya. Vaktram Niniya. Vaktram means face. Niniya means bending, low. Vaktram Niniya. You have bent your head low. Bhayabhavanaya Sthitasya. You are standing in front of Mother Yashoda with Bhayabhavana, with great fear in your eyes. Atanka Netram. Right? Vaktram Niniya. Krishna is bending his head low. Who will bend his head low? Someone who is supposed to be so humiliated, someone who has done such unpardonable mistakes, someone who is at fault, who is guilty, such fellows only should bend their head low. Krishna is beyond all this blame, but he is bending his head low in front of Mother Yashoda. Vaktram niniya bhayabhavanaya sthitasya samam vimohayati bhir apiyat bibheti. Although fear personified, although Yamaraj himself is fearful of you, my dear Krishna, you are fearful of Mother Yashoda's stick. Vimohayati. I become very bewildered and illusioned and astonished meditating on this Leela, Damodar Leela, Kunti Maharani says. Right? So, Vimohayati bhirapiyat bibheti. So, Krishna is bending his head low in front of Mother Yashoda, and what does it mean? That is complete surrender. Whatever you want, my dear Yashoda, you can do. You can beat me, you can punish me, you can bind me, you can scold me, you can release me, you can be merciful to me, you can be lenient to me, you can be strict with me, whatever you have to do, whatever you want to do, you can do with me. I have completely surrendered unto you. That's what Vaktram Niniya means. Right? Vaktram Niniya Bhayabhavanaya Sthitasya. With great fear. A criminal in the court will bend his head low in front of the Supreme Judge, awaiting the judgment. Whatever you say, I have to oblige and I'm supposed to follow. Krishna is bending head low. He is the culprit. He is the offender. He is bending his head low in the court of Mother Yashoda, where Yashoda is the judge, supreme judge. The supreme judge, Krishna, is awaiting for the judgment of Mother Yashoda. Krishna never awaits anyone's judgment. He judges everyone. There is no one can say anything against his judgment, and Krishna is awaiting judgment of Mother Yashoda. Whatever she says, I have to oblige. This is the quality of Krishna, of being captivated and controlled and conquered by the loving devotion of his devotees. Right? So no one else can bind Krishna. One day, Krishna went into some gopi's house to steal butter as usual. This happens. Krishna, although he is just hardly 2.5-3-year-old boy, he did not leave a single house in entire Vrindavan. Entire Vrindavan he covered, along with his whole entourage. He has big paraphernalia. He is so many people around him, other gopas. He will just go with them and steal butter from them. So one day when he stole butter, a gopi caught him red-handed and said, and whenever all these gopis would go and complain to Mother Yashoda that your Krishna is stealing butter like this, like that, Yashoda Mai says, no, why will he steal? I don't have butter or what? I have butter in my house. You are unnecessarily speaking so many lies against my son, like that she says. So next time when he steals butter in your house, you catch him red-handed and bring him to me. Then I will believe. Or you take me to your house. Then I will see. So like that Yashoda Mai says different things and then sends all the gopis away. But after gopis go away, what does Yashoda Mai do? Yashoda knows Krishna is not so disciplined, not so cultured, not so sober boy, good boy, that he would not steal, and the entire complaints that the gopis gave are totally faulty. No, Yashoda Mai understands, but to protect his son or out of love and affection towards her son, she says something to the gopis and sends them away. So then after going, Yashodamai asks Krishna, Krishna, actually, why do you go and steal butter from their houses? You are the son of the king of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj. You are the prince of Vrindavan. If the prince, if the son of the king and queen go to some other citizens' houses and then steals butter, so it's a shame on us, right? Why are you doing so much mischief? Like that, Yashodamai very confidentially tries to discipline Krishna and very mildly try to, what to say, educate Krishna about good manners. Then Krishna says, no, I never stole butter. Why, you are saying something else? In front of them, you said something. You favored me. Now, after they went, you are trying to discipline me. You are taking their side or what? You believe their words or your son's words? You don't have love and affection for your son, right? Why do you believe their words? So meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj comes. When Nanda Maharaj comes, so Krishna jumps into the lap of Nanda Maharaj and then says, see what your wife is saying. She is believing someone else's words and then blaming me that I am a thief. Am I a thief, my dear father, Nanda Baba? Like that Krishna claims innocence and he behaves like that. Then Nanda Maharaj says, who said that you are a thief? Who said that you are doing mischief? You are a very disciplined, very cultured, good boy. I know. So who said this? I will beat Mother Yashoda. Like that he lifts hand. Then although Krishna complained against Mother Yashoda, when Nanda Maharaj lifted his hand, Krishna just catches that hand. No, don't beat. He jumps off into the lap of Mother Yashoda. Then he somehow brings them together. Like that. Somehow he plays safe. He makes sure that no blame comes upon him and everybody is happy. And then he continues his mischievous activities. Like that. So at one point, one gopi caught Krishna red-handed when he was stealing butter in her house. So she took Krishna and she said, I will bind you here and bring Mother Yashoda and show that you are doing all this mischief. So she got rope. So she kept Krishna against the pillar and then tried to bind Krishna. So she was trying to bind, trying, and then she could not bind only. Then Krishna says, you foolish girl, you innocent gopi, you don't know how to bind. I will tell you how to bind. So he took the rope and kept her against the pillar and nicely bound her. Nicely, he just did some parikrama, some pradakshina of that gopi, and then tied her very nicely and later said, this is how you should bind me. And he ran away. And someone else had to come and release her. So like that, other gopis also tried to bind Krishna, but Mother Yashoda is the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa. The credit of binding Krishna is reserved only for Mother Yashoda, no one else. No other gopi could bind Krishna. No other Vatsalya gopi could bind Krishna. So Krishna is bound only by Mother Yashoda. So in Vatsalya Rasa also there are gradations. Yashodama is the topmost devotee in Vatsalya Rasa. Just like Rasalila is the epitome of all Krishna's Madhurya pastimes, and Srimati Radharani is the epitome of this Kanta Prema or Madhurya Rasa. Similarly, Damodar Leela is the epitome of all Vatsalya pastimes, and Mother Yashoda is the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa. After Mother Yashoda come Rohini Mata, Nanda Maharaj, and other gopis of Vrindavan, other cows of Vrindavan. After that, Devaki, then Vasudev and other. So first, credit of Vatsalya Rasa is reserved for Vrajavasis, the Vatsalya gopis and cows of Vrindavan. And amongst all of them, Yashoda is topmost. So no one else can bind Krishna. So Muhushvasva Kampatri Rekhanka Kanta, we have seen first, Rudantam Muhurnetra Yugmam Rijantam. He is trying to rub his own eyes. Then Karambhoja Yugmena Sa Atanka Netram. Atanka Netram means that his eyes are filled with terror, fear. Then Muhushvasa, Muhu word is used again constantly. Svasa Kampa. When you run so fast, when you cry for longer time, your breathing becomes heavy. Your breathing becomes fast. So Muhushvasa, he is breathing so heavily. The breathing of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna, that is Mahavishnu, generates millions of Brahmandas, and the source of the source of the source of that Mahavishnu is breathing so heavily and crying out of fear of Mother Yashoda. Muhushvasva Kampa, Kampa means trembling, Trirekhanka Kantha, and he has these three nice lines on his Kantha, on his beautiful throat. So this verse is Brahma Samhita verse. Yasyaika nishvachat kalamatavalambhya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnor mahan sayihayasya kalavishoisho govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. So yasyaika nishvachat kalam, eka nishvachat kalam, by one breathing period, within one breathing period of Mahavishnu, millions of Brahmandas are coming out, right? Jivanti loma vilaja jagad andanathaha. This anda means egg. Egg-like Brahmandas are coming from his breathing, one breathing. So who is that? Vishnur Mahan, that Mahavishnu, sa iha yasya kala visheshu. He is only kala. So kala means a plenary expansion, a partial expansion, not even complete, right? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. What is that? Ete chamsa kala pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Amsha kala. Two things are there. Amsha is direct expansion. Kala is partial expansion or an expansion of an expansion. So that is a kala. Mahavishnu is a kala, partial expansion of Krishna. And he is generating millions of universes. And but Krishna is breathing so heavily out of fear of Mother Yashoda. So devotee is greater than God. That's established. Mayavadis imagine that they have become equal to God. Impersonalistic philosophers try to become one with God. But Prabhupada's argument is, if you become a devotee, you can become greater than God. What is becoming one with God? So only devotee can become greater than God. When Yashodamayi bound Krishna, Krishna's belly, all the universes are within Krishna's belly. That means Yashodamayi brought all universes under her control, is it not? So like that. So Muhushvasva Kampa Trirekhanka Kantha Sthitagraivam Damodaram Bhakti Baddham. So this Damodara, that Lord who is bound by Dama, rope, is actually Bhakti Baddham. That Dama is actually love for Krishna, right? He is not bound by rope, he is bound by love. So Svamatuh Svinnagatraya Visrasta Kabarasrajaha Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Kripayasit Svabandhani. So seeing the hard labor of Mother Yashoda, Svamatuh Svinnagatraya, she is so tired, she is perspiring, she is so fatigued because of running behind Krishna, because of churning so much service she has done. Krishna just got up, drank milk nicely and broke pot and ran away. So Mother Yashoda got up so early and she was churning butter for a long time. She was feeding Krishna and she was running behind Krishna. She did lot of hard work. So Visrasta Kabarasrajaha, all her beautiful flowers on her braid, hair, they were falling away, falling down. So seeing Mother Yashoda working so hard, Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Krupaya Asit Svabandhani, with Krupa, with mercy Krishna allowed himself to be bound. Right, Krupaya Asit Svabandhani. So that Krupa or the mercy of Krishna is the topmost manifestation of Krishna's qualities, right? When that is there, all others are gone. For that, devotee has to exhibit his unparalleled love, right? As Mother Yashoda has done. So when you say bhakti baddham, that is actually prema baddham. So when it is damodara, right? When he is bound by dama, it is actually he is bound by bhakti or love, because only the rope of love can bind Krishna. The purpose of enacting this Damodar Leela is described in this verse by Sukadev Goswami. Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina bhritya vashyata svavashena api krishnena yasyedam seshwaram vashi. Evam sandarshita. Sandarshita means to give darshan. To show this. What to show? Harina bhritya vashyata. That Hari is controlled by his bhrityas, by his servants. He is the subordinate to his own servitor. To show this quality, Krishna has done all these kinds of pastimes, especially Damodar Leela. Svavashayanapi Krishnena yasya idam Ishwaram vashe. Yasya idam means this universe, sa Ishwaram along with its controllers, vashe, are under the control of Krishna, but Krishna is under the control of his devotee. Svavashayanapi Krishnena. Svavashayana means under his control. Everything, all the universes and their controllers are under the control of Krishna, and he came under the control of Mother Yashoda to exhibit that quality. This Damodar Leela is enacted, right? So this is Yashoda Mai's beauty and absorption as she was doing this beautiful churning for Krishna. So we'll not go into this. Kshaumam vasah putukatitate. So as Mother Yashoda, so when you say bhakti baddham, Krishna is so captivated by the love of Mother Yashoda. So as Yashoda Mai was churning butter, her hands were engaged in, her body, her senses were engaged in Krishna's service. And her words were engaged in glorifying Krishna. And her mind is engaged in thinking about Krishna. So she is the best example of dedicating one's body, mind and words in Krishna's service. Kshaumam vasah prithukatitate bibhrati sutranadham. Putrasneha means out of affection towards her own son. Putrasneha snuta kuchayugam jatakampam cha subhruhu. So that beautiful eyebrowed Mother Yashoda is churning butter, and as she was churning butter, milk is coming out of her body. Rajva karsha shrama bhuja chalat kankano kundale cha svinnam vaktram kabara yugalan malati nirmamantha. So she is wearing malati flowers in her hair. So we'll not go into these details. And about malati flowers, acharyas say that some of the malati flowers were thinking that Yashoda Mai is such an exalted devotee of Krishna. She is such a great devotee of Krishna. We don't deserve to be on her hair. We have to be at her lotus feet. They fell down. And some other malati flowers were thinking that Yashoda Mai was trying to captivate Krishna now and bind Krishna. We don't want to be a part of this conspiracy. So we will just withdraw ourselves. So they fell down. And some other malati flowers were thinking that Yashoda is trying to run fast to capture Krishna, and because we are on her head, she has to carry our load, our heaviness, our weight also, and then run. Let's reduce her weight by falling off from her hair so that she can easily catch Krishna, like that they were falling down. So like that, different malati flowers have different attitudes, all in relation to Krishna. So as Yashoda Mai was churning like that wonderfully, Krishna just gets up from his bed and he becomes Stanyakama. Stanyakama means he is desirous of her milk. So when a devotee renders service to Krishna with such a wonderful attitude, pleasing attitude, selfless attitude, Krishna's heart just runs towards the devotee. He would just get up and then, where is the devotee? He would search and come to you to show you mercy. That's what Krishna has done. Tam stanyakama asadya mathnatim jananim harihi. So Krishna is hungry for the love of his devotees. He has nothing in the entire cosmic manifestation that is not accessible to him. But Krishna becomes very hungry for the love and affection of devotees. So when Krishna came, tamankam arodham apayat stanam, Yashoda Mai picked him up and kept him in her lap and started feeding him. So Krishna's hunger, this is all elaboration of bhakti baddham. Krishna's hunger for Mother Yashoda's love in the form of milk increased. Right? So there was a transcendental competition between Mother Yashoda's love towards Krishna in the form of milk and Krishna's hunger for that milk. Krishna's mood to reciprocate with that love of Mother Yashoda. So this competition went for a long while. Means Yashoda Mayi fed Krishna for a long while. Right? So in that competition, who will win? Krishna's hunger for devotee's love is unlimited. And Yashoda Mayi's love for Krishna is unlimited. So unlimited quantities of milk are coming from her body. So how much can a mother hold milk in her body? It's hardly anything. How much our cows give milk? 1 liter, half liter, 2 liters, 3 liters. Okay, some big cows may give 3 liter milk, but not more. So Yashoda Mayi can give profuse quantities of milk because these are all spiritual, not material. And how much a 2-3 year old boy can drink milk? 200 ml, 300 ml, 1 liter, 2 liters, 3 liters, 10 liters. Krishna's hunger for that milk is unlimited. The quantity of milk, the quality of milk is unlimited. The magnitude of hunger for that milk is also unlimited. However, acharyas say that in this transcendental competition where no one is defeated, sometimes that milk overflows from Krishna's mouth and forms small rivulets on his beautiful lotus-like face. That means Yashoda's love is more, right? So Krishna is defeated. So like that, there is a transcendental competition between Yashoda's love and Krishna's hunger also. So but to compensate or whatever, the rest of the Leela shows that Krishna's hunger for Yashoda's love is really more. Right? All the milk was overflowing from his mouth, still he is so greedy for that milk. Because if he is satisfied with that milk, whatever he has taken, if it is coming out of his mouth, he would have been okay when she kept him aside. Why he has to become so dissatisfied and break apart and then become so greedy for the milk? Because his hunger is not yet satisfied. It's unlimited. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in one purport brilliantly presents all the contradictions in Damodar Leela, apparent contradictions. Means what all Krishna had relinquished, what all attributes or qualities or opulences that Krishna had relinquished to prove this quality of Bhakta Vashyata. I am conquered by my devotee's love. Bhakta Vatsalya means God has affection towards his devotee. Bhakta Vashyata means God comes under the control of his devotee. Right? You understood the difference? So Bhakta Vashyata is one step ahead of Bhakta Vatsalya. Bhakta Vatsalya means God is here and you are here. We are taking it down. Bhakta Vashyata means you are here and God comes here. I am under your control. Like that. So Krishna is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction. But he becomes Tanyakam. He becomes desirous of Mother Yashoda's milk. Second, Krishna is Purna Manoratha. Purna Manoratha means whatever is his Manoratha, is his desire, that is automatically fulfilled. Right? But he remains Atripta. He is dissatisfied. When Yashoda was churning milk, Krishna, churning butter, Krishna became desirous of her milk. When Yashoda Mayi kept Krishna aside, he became dissatisfied. Right? Third, he is Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha. Vishuddha Sattva Vigraha means he is the form of pure condensed mode of goodness which has no tinges of passion and ignorance. He is Vishuddha Sattva, Suddha, pure goodness. In such a goodness, there is no manifestation of anger, but he manifests Krodha. Right? Krodha is manifested in lower modes. Like when he is passionate, when he is ignorant, he becomes very, angry. But Krishna is not like that. but he manifested anger. So what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Trividham narakasyadam dwaram nashanam atmanah kama krodha statha lobhah tasmad etat trayam tyajet. Trividham, these three things, kama, krodha and lobha, lust, anger and greed. Trividham narakasyadam, they are gateways to hell. Right? You should give up them. That's what Krishna says. And in Damodar Lila, he exhibits all three. Right? Kama, he became stanya kama. He became desirous of milk. Krodha, he became angry when Mother Yashoda kept him aside. Lobha, he exhibited more greed for more milk from Mother Yashoda. So this is transcendental. So the kama, krodha, lobha that Krishna is speaking about in Bhagavad Gita are on a material platform. This is transcendental kama, krodha and lobha. Purely on a spiritual platform. Fourth point. He is the controller of time factor. Kala is one feature of Krishna. And the time controls everything. Time causes terror in the hearts of all conditioned souls. Because of time, everyone is fearful. When you are writing exam, half an hour time is over. The invigilator will come and take paper. You become fearful. Are 5 minutes bache? Do questions likhne. Right? So time causes fear. That is just one short-term fear. But when the time of death approaches, people become more fearful. I have to be separated from my family members. I have to be separated from all my designations and property and accomplishments. So time causes fear in people. But he is Atanka Netram. Although Krishna is the controller of time, he becomes Nayatra Kalaha Prabhavetpara Prabho. So Kala has no influence of Krishna. If you want to get out of the influence of Kala, which controls Prakriti, whose features are these Sattvarajas, Tamogunas and threefold miseries, we have to take shelter of that person who is beyond this Kala, that is Krishna. Is it not? And that person becomes fearful now. Whom you will take shelter? Right? Next, he is the fastest. Even yogis also cannot catch him with the speed of wind or speed of mind. Mind is super fast. If you want to go to New York now, just in 1 second you are there. You want to go to Swargalok? In 1 second you are there. So Krishna is faster than that mind also. Krishna is faster than your words also. Krishna is faster than the wind also. But he is caught. By whom? By Mother Yashoda, who had determination to catch him, but she had difficulty in running behind Krishna. A simple gopi of Vrindavan caught Krishna with her right hand. Right? So, he is fastest. He is absolute truth. He speaks lies. He is the supreme proprietor. He steals. He is all blissful. He is crying. He is the supreme judge. He is being judged here. He is the object of prayer. He is being scolded here. He is the supreme controller who binds everyone, but he is bound here. And he is the supreme person in the entire cosmic manifestation and in this Leela. His devotee becomes greater than him. I just mentioned 11 here. You can put so many. 10 more. 20 more. Only based on Damodar Leela. As a part of our presentation, I must have spoken all that. So like that, Krishna has relinquished all his great attributes. This is not his ordinary behavior, but he acts against his ordinary behavior to prove this quality. Last, you see the yellow line? Bhritya Vashyata. I am controlled by my devotees. To exhibit this quality of being controlled by my devotees, I can compromise on my qualities of being Atmaram, Purna Manoratha, Vishuddha Sattva, Kala, fastest, absolute truth, whatever it may be. I will compromise all of them. I want to exhibit this quality of being controlled by my devotees. That's all. So Krishna takes pleasure in being captivated and conquered by his devotees. Third verse. Third verse describes the Gunavisesha of Krishna. Iti Driksvalila Bhiranand Kunde Swaghosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam. Iti Driksvalila Bhirananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam. Iti Driksvalila Bhirananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam. तदीयेशितग्नेषु भक्तैर्जितत्वं पुनः प्रेमतस्तं शतावृतिवन्दे. भक्तैर जितत्वम, जितत्वम, आई एम कॉन्कर्ड. जिता मीन्स विक्टरी. माई डिवोटीज विल बिकम विक्टोरियस ओवर मी. वेन देर इज अ डिफरेंस ऑफ ओपिनियन, वेन देर इज अ डिटर्मिनेशन टू फुलफिल वन ओन डिजायर्स, आई हैव सम डिजायर एंड यू हैव सम अदर डिजायर ऑपोजिट टू माई डिजायर, एंड इफ यू हैपन टू माई डिवोटी, आई विल सरेंडर टू योर डिजायर एंड आई विल कीप एसाइड माई डिजायर. दैट्स व्हाट कृष्णा सेज, भक्तैर जितत्वम. So this is another beautiful verse. Iti drik sva lila bhir. Iti drik means like this. Iske jaisa, something like that. So the lila is like Damodar lila. Iti drik sva lila bhir. What is he doing? Ananda kunde. Ananda kunda means a pool of bliss. Kund means pool or a lake of ananda, bliss. Sva ghosham nimajjantam. He is immersing, Krishna is immersing all his devotees in pools of ecstasy by performing leelas like this. Iti driksva leela bhirananda kundi. So, ananda kunda means the pools of bliss or ecstasy are created by all the leelas of Krishna. What are the leelas? In relation to vatsalya pastimes, it's all butter stealing pastimes and many other things. In relation to Sakya, imitating birds and decorating their own bodies with leaves and twigs in the forest, right? Playing hide and seek, speaking lies, hiding someone's lunch box. So these are all Sakya pastimes, right? Madhurya pastimes are what he does with the gopis in the Rasa Leela and all that. So like that, Krishna does so many pastimes and he is immersing various categories of devotees in different rasas in pools of ecstasy. Iti driksva leela bhir ananda kundi. So especially the pastimes that Krishna does as a small child, infant child, he did not even take charge of the cows. So Sakya pastimes are not so prominent. There is some Sakya. So in the initial days, the Vatsalya pastimes are more prominent in the initial years of Krishna. Then when he starts tending the cows and all, Sakya becomes more evident. Because whole day Krishna is with his friends only. He'll come back and then sleep in the night. But before he started tending cows, when he was just 2-3-year-old boy, before that infancy stage, so that's spent in Vatsalya pastimes. And when he comes to Yavana, post Kaliya Leela and Venugita and all that, Madhurya pastimes become more prominent, right? So, the initial pastimes of Krishna as a small crawling baby or the butter stealing boy, so they are more accessible and relishable to the Vatsalya gopis of Vrindavan. So, Sukadeva Goswami mentions in one of the verses in the 10th canto, 8th chapter, Rajanga Angana Darshan, Angana Darshitam, like that one word he uses, I don't exactly recollect it. So Angana Darshitam, these pastimes are more visible and accessible and relishable to Vraja gopis who are in Vatsalya Rasa, what Krishna does. So what Krishna does, he goes to some gopis' house and starts stealing butter. And when they catch him and say that you are a thief, Krishna says, you are a thief. Right, he just replaced that back as if echo is coming. Right, when you go to some hilly area or an empty room, you start speaking something and the echo comes, right? So like that Krishna gives echo. You are a thief, and you are a thief. I am not a thief. And he tries to steal butter. When these gopis hide the butter in a dark room, Krishna enters that room and illuminates that room with his ornaments, with his shine, and somehow manages to find where the butter is kept and steals. And sometimes the gopis hang the butter pots from the ceiling. Krishna somehow makes like this. He catches some boys here. The painting is not very exciting. So he puts some boys and then climbs on their backs and brings more butter. Somehow he reaches the ceiling. So like that, Krishna steals butter, and when sometimes he doesn't find butter, after thoroughly searching throughout, control F, everywhere, right? But he doesn't find butter. Then what does he do? He will give galleys to the residents of that house. You people don't have any butter, what kind of house it is? Right? Or if he finds butter, and if he distributes it profusely, and if there is excessive butter, and even he gives it to monkeys also are not eating that butter. Then he gives more galleys. If there is more quantity, excessive butter, then he chastises them. And if there is no butter also, he chastises them. What he says that your butter is so third class that even monkeys also don't eat your butter. So like that, he says that and then he runs away. Sometimes if he doesn't find butter, he criticizes them and also he pinches their babies and makes them cry, who are much more younger. Or he passes urine, he passes stool in their houses and then goes away. And they have to come and clean the stool and urine of Krishna. Right? So all the gopis relish this. They come and complain to Mother Yashoda. They say that Yashoda, he's doing like this, doing like that. Then sometimes Yashoda would say, oh, he's coming and bothering you. What I will do is, I will just keep him in my house only. I'll keep my doors locked so that he will not come to your houses only. Then the gopis say, no, don't do that, please don't do that. Because the very reason why all these gopis churn butter is so that Krishna can come and steal that butter. They are waiting, when will Krishna come and steal butter? Right? That is their purpose. Because that butter represents their pure hearts, their pure love for Krishna. Krishna wants to take it. Krishna voluntarily makes an endeavor to come and take that hearts and love of all the gopis in the form of butter. So all the gopis also think that Krishna never steals butter in Yashoda's house, because Yashoda is mother of Krishna and she gives whatever butter Krishna wants, right? So he would never steal, they think like that. But Krishna steals butter in our houses, that is giving us so much happiness. So Yashoda is deprived of this happiness of witnessing Krishna's butter stealing pastimes. So we have to go and give that happiness to Mother Yashoda also, thinking in this way. And apparently on their faces, they come in the mode of anger or frustration or in a complaining mode, and then comes in front of Mother Yashoda and starts speaking. But their inner, deeper intention is, by narrating Krishna's sweet butter stealing pastimes, they relish Krishna's activities. When you like something, you want to share it with others. Similarly, when they are relishing Krishna stealing pastimes, they wanted to share it with others, especially Mother Yashoda. So in the form of complaints, they are sharing all these pastimes. They are just doing Krishna Katha. So when a devotee glorifies Krishna, Krishna's activities become sweeter. You know, Sukamukhad Amrutad Dravasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhavi Bhavuka. You remember this verse? First canto, first chapter, third verse. Nigamakalpatara. Sukamukhad Amrutad Dravasam Yutam. Krishna's activities are already nectarian, but when Sukadeva Goswami speaks those activities, they become all the more nectarian, is it not? Why? Because those activities of Krishna are mixed with devotees' love and they cause greater relish in the hearers. Similarly, this gopis, when they narrate Krishna's butter-stealing pastimes, they give more happiness to Mother Yashoda. Right? Because Yashoda is hearing all the stealing pastimes of Krishna when they are being narrated by the loving hearts of all these gopis, right? So he relishes them even more than other gopis, like that. So that is Ananda Kunde. He's performing activities and causing bliss, and by narrating and discussing all those activities, there is more and more immersion in the Ananda Kunda, pools of ecstasy. So like that Krishna Katha is going on. So darshayam stadvidam loka atmano bhrityavashyatam rajasyova havai harsham bhagavan balacheshtitaihi. His balacheshtita, his childhood activities are meant for his devotees, especially the Vatsalya gopis, and they constantly exhibit this quality of Krishna, that is bhritya vashyata, that he is controlled by his devotees. Right? So sometimes the gopis would call Krishna and then say, Krishna, you dance, then we will give you bananas, we'll give you butter. Then Krishna will dance. Right? Just to get little butter or a banana from these gopis, Krishna will dance like that, whatever way they want. Right? Bhrityavashyata. Darshayams tadvidam loka atmano bhrityavashyatam. Sukadeva Goswami is saying that, earlier also he said, evam sandarshita ahyanga harina bhrityavashyata. Sukadeva Goswami uses this word bhrityavashyata multiple times, and to show that he is conquered by his devotees, Krishna is exhibiting these qualities. Bhaktair jitattam, bhakti baddham. Two times Satyavrata Muni used these words. Bhrityavashyata, that is being used here by Sukadeva Goswami. Bhakta Paradhina in the ninth canto also he used. So like that, great devotees are describing Krishna's quality of being controlled by his devotees. So bhaktair jitattvam. So what we have seen in the third verse, iti drik svalilabhir anandakundi svaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayant. Tadiyeshitagneshu bhaktair jitattvam. This is a very important line. Tadiyeshitagneshu. Tadiya means Lord's paraphernalia. So there are some devotees who are attached to Krishna's majesty. They are attached to Krishna's opulence and greatness and energies. In Vaikuntha, Krishna is very majestic as Narayana. Right? He has so many opulences, he has so many weapons, he has so many dresses. He's like this, he's like that. So, oh, all my devotees who are attached to my majesty and opulences, look at me, what I do in Vrindavan. Tadiyeshi Tagneshi means those devotees who are attached to Krishna's majesty, Krishna is advertising to them, Bhaktair Jitattva, I'm conquered by devotees in Vrindavan. You are attached to my majesty and worship me in a reverential mode, but what I relish more is when I'm controlled by my devotees. He is exhibiting this quality in front of them, to them, advertising to them. Tadiyeshitagneshu bhaktayarjitattvam punaha prematastam shatavriti vandi. So, Krishna, Satyavrata Muni is offering hundreds of obeisances to this great pastime. Right? So, we discussed only three verses. Looks like we need to take a break. It's already 12:10. Till 12:20, we'll take a break. Fourth verse.
Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhim va na chanyam vrineham va reshadapiha. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhim va Nachanyam vrineham vareshadapiha. Idam teva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanye. Idam teva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanye. Idam teva purnatha gopala balam
sadame manasya virastam kimanye. In the third verse, we have seen ಇತೀದೃಕ್ಸ್ವಲೀಲಾಭಿರಾನಂದಕುಂಡೆ ಸ್ವಘೋಷಂ ನಿಮಜ್ಜಂತಂ ಆಖ್ಯಾಪಯಂತಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಇಮ್ಮರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ದಿ ವ್ರಜವಾಸಿಸ್. ಸ್ವಘೋಷಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಮೆನ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಆಖ್ಯಾಪಯಂತಂ ಸ್ವಘೋಷಂ ನಿಮಜ್ಜಂತಂ ಆಖ್ಯಾಪಯಂತಂ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಇಮ್ಮರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಪೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ವರ್ಟೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಮೆಜೆಸ್ಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ರೈಟ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಖ್ಯಾಪಯಂತಂ ತದೀಯೇಷಿತಾಗ್ನೇಷು ಭಕ್ತೈರ್ಜಿತತ್ವಂ. ಯು ಆರ್ ತದೀಯೇಷಿತಾಗ್ನೇಷು, ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಮೆಜೆಸ್ಟಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಭಕ್ತೈರ್ಜಿತತ್ವಂ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಕೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸಸ್, ಹೂ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಕೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಮೆಜೆಸ್ಟಿ. ಸೊ ಪುನಃ ಪ್ರೇಮತಸ್ತಂ ಶತಾವೃತಿ ವಂದೇ, ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ದಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ದಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್. ಭಕ್ತೈರ್ಜಿತತ್ವಂ, ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೀ ಬಿ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಭಕ್ತಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ದಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ. ಪುನಃ ಪ್ರೇಮ, ಪುನಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್, ಪ್ರೇಮತಸ್ತಂ ಶತಾವೃತಿ ವಂದೇ, ಐ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಒಬೇಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ದಾಟ್ ಲವ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಇನ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಸತ್ಯವ್ರತ ಮುನಿ ಸೇಸ್, ವರಂ ದೇವ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವರಂ, ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಒನ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್, ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್? ಮೋಕ್ಷಂನ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ವರಂ ದೇವ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂನ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾವಧಿಂ ವ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾವಧಿಂ, ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಅವಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ದ ಎಪಿಟೋಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ಬಿ ಸಾಯುಜ್ಯ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಬಟ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾವಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ರೈಟ್? ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇನ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ, ಸಾಮೀಪ್ಯ, ಸಾಲೋಕ್ಯ, ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅನ್ಯಂ ವರಂ ದೇವ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ನ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾವಧಿಂ ವ ನಚಾನ್ಯಂ ನಚ ಅನ್ಯಂ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅದರ್ ಬೂನ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿ ಬೂನ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಒಬ್ಟೈನ್ ಬೈ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ 9 ಪ್ರೋಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ಕೀರ್ತನಂ, ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಯು ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ವರಂ ದೇವ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ನ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾವಧಿಂ ವ ನ ಚಾನ್ಯಂ ವೃಣೇಹಂ ವರೇಷದಪಿಹ ಅನ್ಯೇ ಅಹಂ ವರೇಷಾದಪಿಹ, ಐ ವೈ ಡು ಐ ನೀಡ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್? ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಯು ನೀಡ್? ಯು ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್, ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡು ಯು ವಾಂಟ್? ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೇ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಹಿಮ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಇದಂ ತೇ ವಪುರ್ನಾಥ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಬಾಲಂ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಪಾಲ್, ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಕೌಹೆಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ರೈಟ್? ಇದಂ ತೇ ವಪುರ್ನಾಥ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಬಾಲಂ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 9th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೇ, ಏತು ತ್ವದೀಯ ಚರಣಾಂಬುಜ ಕೋಶಗಂಧಂ ಜಿಘ್ರಂತಿ ಕರ್ಣ ವಿವರೈಹಿ ಶ್ರುತಿವಾತನೀತಂ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾಗೃಹಿತ. ಎನದರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ತ್ವಂ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗ ಪರಿಭಾವಿತ ಹೃತ್ಸರೋಜ ಆಸ್ಯೇ ಶ್ರುತಿಕ್ಷಿತ ಪಥೋ ನನುನಾಥ ಪುಂಸಾಂ ಯದ್ಯದ್ಧಿಯಾತ ಉರುಗಾಯ ವಿಭಾವಯಂತಿ ತತ್ತತ್ವಪುಃ ಪ್ರಣಯಸೇ ಸದನುಗ್ರಹಾಯ. ಯದ್ಯದ್ಧಿಯಾತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್, ಉರುಗಾಯ ವಿಭಾವಯಂತಿ, ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್, ತತ್ತತ್ ವಪುಃ ಇನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ವಪು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಿಟರಲಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ತತ್ತತ್ ವಪುಃ ಪ್ರಣಯಸೇ ಸದನುಗ್ರಹಾಯ, ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಲವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ರೆಸಿಪ್ರೋಕೇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸತ್ಯವ್ರತ ಮುನಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಶನ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಡನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್, ಇದಂ ತೇ ವಪುರ್ ನಾಥ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಬಾಲಂ ಸದಾ ಮೇ ಮನಸ್ಸಾವಿರಾಸ್ತಂ, ಲೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಮನಸ್, ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಸದಾ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್, ರೈಟ್? So sadame manasya avirastam kimanyehi. Why do I need anything else? So kimanyehi, I don't need anything else. He mentioned in the fourth line. In the second line also he said, nachanyam. I don't want any other benediction than this. He is re-emphasizing. So when you don't want something, I don't want this, I want this. And again you mentioned, I don't want that. That means his exclusive desire to have this benediction alone is re-emphasized repeatedly. Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kimanyaihi. There is Badrinath in the north. There is Jagannath in the east. There is Dwarakanath in the west. There is Ranganath in the south. I don't want all these Nathas. I want Gopalnath in the middle. Idam te vapur Natha Gopala Balam. Natha Gopala. Acharyas give this explanation further. Natha and Gopal. They convert. They make it Gopalnath and bring four other Nathas. I don't want these four other Nathas. I want this middle Natha only. Clear? So, if one is absorbed in thinking of Krishna's name and form and pastimes, you can attain Krishna. That's what Satyavrata Muni is aspiring for here. That is the best of all goals. Now, in the fourth verse, what did Satyavrata Muni say? Let this form of Balagopal be manifest in my heart. Sada, always manasya virastam. Let it manifest in my heart only. He repeats that same desire in the fifth verse. In two verses. In one ashtakam. Ashtakam means eight verses only. In eight verses, two verses are saying the same desire. That means he is really desperate for it. So continuing. Fifth verse.
Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair vrittam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilay vrittam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya. Mohuschumbitam bimbarak dharamme manasya virastam alam lakshalabhai. Huschumbitam bimbarakta dharamme manasya virastam alam lakshalabhai.
In the fifth verse, Satyavrata Muni expresses his heart's longing more fervently, more ardently. Idam te mukhambhojam. Earlier he just mentioned that Gopalanatha form. He gives some details of that form. How does that form look like? What is the influence of that form on those who look at that form? How it attracts and enchants the hearts of all Vatsalya gopis, especially Mother Yashoda, he mentions in the fifth verse. So I long to have that beautiful form, right, in my heart. Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilaihi. Idam te mukham bhojam means this mukha ambhojam, the lotus-like face, mukha of the Lord, atyanta nilaihi. It's very bluish. Vritam kuntalaihi snigdha raktaischa gopyaha. Vritam means it is circled by kuntalaihi, locks of hair. snigdha, very glossy, very shining and smooth. So this beautiful face is encircled by locks of hair, and it is very bluish and it's very attractive. It's like a lotus. Raktaischa gopya, this is continuing to the next line. Muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharammi. Krishna has lips within that blue lotus-like face. There are lips which are of bimba, like reddish like bimba fruit. Muhuschumbitam, Yashodamayi constantly kisses that beautiful face of Krishna. Right? Muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharammi. Manasya virastam. Let it manifest in my heart. So fifth verse is just a continuation or auxiliary or corollary or whatever of the fourth verse only. Both are same. The mood and the intent and purpose and theme of the both verses is same. Only thing is, in the fifth verse he gave more details about that beautiful face. Manasya virastam, let it manifest in my heart. Alam lakshalabhaihi. Why do I need lakhs of other benedictions? I don't need anything else. So my heart's longing is this. The more fervently you express your desire, the more is the possibility of reciprocation. Prabhupada says, the duck that quacks more will get more grains. Right? So who, like, you are throwing grains like this. Which dog, which thing will get? Now, early in the morning around 8:30, one devotee comes and gives atta to our fishes in Yamuna. Right? He just takes small thing and then throws. Sometimes I also do that. I relish that. So you throw that atta. The fish which is more enthusiastic will come. Right? You just drop it like that. So some fishes will really come like this and then go away. Some people will just come and taste and then go away. Like that. Sometimes I put it in the step only, not in the middle of the water, only the step. Some fishes will come on the step, hardly like 1 inch deep, 2 inches deep water. There also they come and then take something and then go away. Like that. The more enthusiastic you are, the more eager you are for mercy, the more mercy you get. So the expression of Satyavrat Muni's longing, heart's longing, is very intensely done in these two verses. I am longing for it. Kimalam alakshala means he is always comparing. Right? I want this. Well, along with this, you want something else. No, I don't want anything else. I don't want anything else. He mentioned that twice in the previous verse, once in this verse. What does he want? Gopalanatha form. He mentioned once in previous verse and once in this verse also with a long description. So that means he is so eager for it. So, this we already discussed, endeavor and mercy part. So, muhuschumbitam bimba raktadharammi. Gopalnath, this Satyavrata Muni is describing that form, Balagopal form of Krishna in relation to Mother Yashoda. If you see, first canto, 9th chapter, Bhishmadev meditates on Parthasarathi form. I want Parthasarathi form, I want Vijaya Sakha form, I want this form of Krishna's chariot driver, Rathangapani, etc., etc. This entire description or meditation of Bhishmadev on Krishna's form on the battlefield is in relationship with Arjuna's form. Sometimes a devotee's heart's longing for Krishna's specific form is in relation with another devotee also. Along with a devotee, if you meditate on Krishna's form, that has a different effect. Right? Some devotees meditate like that. So Satyavrata Muni's entire meditation and desire for Krishna's form is always in relation to Mother Yashoda. If you see in all these verses, Muhuschumbitam bimba, why he is bringing Yashodamayi there? He says, okay, I want that form, Balagopal form of Krishna. But he just brings Yashoda. Yashoda, Bhiva, Lukhalad, Dhavamanam. Since the beginning, he is always mentioning bringing Yashoda. Because certain forms of Krishna, certain moods of Krishna are prominent in relation with his devotees. Right? Krishna's being Rasaraj or enjoyer of Madhurya Rasa is not complete without gopis around him. Krishna's being a Bala Gopal, small boy, is not complete without Yashodamayi or other Vatsalya gopis around him. Right? Krishna's stealing pastimes are not complete without all the gopas who are co-thieves with him. It's not complete. Right? Like that, Krishna's many of the Dwaraka pastimes, they are not complete without Uddhava with him. Wherever Krishna goes, he takes Uddhava along with him. Right? So Krishna is always surrounded with his devotees. And Gopal, Krishna is always addressed along with the cows many times. So like that, Krishna is described in relation with his devotees, and sometimes the meditation of some devotees and the desires of some devotees to attain certain form of Krishna is in relation with other perfected devotees. Right? So Yashodamayi's position is unparalleled. Nevam virincho nabhavo nashrirapyanga samshraya prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. Na imam virincho, the mercy that Yashodamayi received from Krishna is not available and attainable by virinchi, Brahma also. Na bhavo, Shiva also did not attain that mercy. Na shrir, even goddess of fortune, Lakshmi did not get that mercy. Api angashamshrayaha, she is so dear to Krishna, she is so intimately connected with Krishna, physically also. That is the glory of Mother Lakshmi. So, all the queens of Dwaraka or goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha, they are closely connected with Krishna. Anga samshrayaha, very physical proximity is more, and their meeting is also often in seclusion. So, but still they are never satiated. This mention comes in first canto, 11th chapter. So even they also did not receive this mercy. So the mother's connection with the child is considered the most intense, because mother gives milk from her own body. That which is coming out of the body is given to the child. So that creates a very strong bondage between mother and child. And here the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is in that relationship with Mother Yashoda. Her position is way superior to Brahma, Shiva and Shri also. Right? Prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. Right? So this prasada, this mercy is not attained by anyone else. Sukadeva Goswami glorifies like that. This is the glorification of, glorious position of Mother Yashoda. That's why our Satyavrata Muni's meditation is, meditation on Krishna is very much in relationship with Mother Yashoda. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha. Krishna is lovingly addressed as gopika sutaha. Gopika suta means Krishna, this boy, is the son of this Gopika, son of this Yashoda, like that. Jnayanam chatma bhutanam yatha bhakti matamiha. Krishna is not conquered or controlled or even attained. Forget about conquering and controlling. Krishna is not attained by this dehis, jnanis, atma bhutas, and so many other impersonalistic people, this and that, as bhaktas can attain. This verse is a very popular verse quoted by Kaviraj Goswami multiple times in Krishnada, in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Even Mahaprabhu also quotes this verse, right, in his pastimes. So like that, this particular chapter is filled with several such nectar verses that establish the tattva of Krishna. So that is Krishna's bhaktavashyata. So after desiring Krishna's form in the fourth and fifth verses. In the fourth and fifth verses, he said, may this form be manifest in my heart. In two verses. Huh? That's not mentioned. So, sixth verse.
Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magna. Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batano Grahane Shama Magna Medhyakshi Drishya. Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batano Grihane Shama Magna Medhyakshi Drishya.
So Satyavrata Muni, after expressing his desire to have Gopal's form in his heart, he takes the holy names of Krishna. So my desire will be fulfilled easily if I chant the holy names of the Lord. He says, Namo Deva, O Lord, Damodara, O Lord, whose belly is bound by this rope, Ananta, O unlimited Lord, Vishnu, O all-pervading Lord. So like that he takes all these names. Namo Deva, Damodara, Ananta, Vishnu, Prasida Prabho, he also calls him Master Prabho, Prasida, please show your mercy. And he, after describing the Lord's position with so many holy names, he describes his own position. Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. Dukha means distress, unhappiness. Jala means network. Abdhi means ocean. Magnam means immersed. I am immersed in an ocean of network of miseries. Network of miseries is one thing. Ocean of network of miseries. Dukha jalabdhi magnam. I am immersed in that. So kripa drishti vrishtyati. So if he just says that I need your mercy, please give me, it may not be sufficient. He expresses his fallen condition or lowly condition and distressful condition very graphically. Explains. Dukha jalabdhi magnam. I don't know about his case. This is the case of most of us here. We are all dukha jalabdhi magnam. We need kripa drishti, the merciful glances of Krishna. Vrishtyati, shower them. You put varsha. And he may think that, oh, if I just say prasida, show your mercy, that was not sufficient. Dukha jalabdhi magnam. My distressful situation also I mentioned, that is also may not be sufficient. He adds some more. He says, Deenam, I am so poor, so you should show mercy on me. Batanu grahanesha, grahanesha mam agnam. Agnam means I am ignorant. So he is adding one and more adjectives or whatever, more and more qualifications or disqualifications. The more disqualified I am, the more I will be qualified for your mercy. So that's why he's very graphically and elaborately describing his distressful condition. Right? I am most qualified to get your mercy because I am most disqualified. Like that. Dukha jala abdhi magnam. So dukha jala abdhi magnam. Then next is dinam, then agnam. Agnam means ignorant. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to come out of these miseries. Because I'm immersed in this network of ocean of miseries, I am fallen, I am dinam, I am very poor, and I am agnam also, I am ignorant. Further, one more qualification, one more line in my CV, resume. You present resume, right? Some people, some great professors have resume of 10 pages, 20 pages, 30 pages, 200 pages. Some PhD scholars, they give. It's like too much for us to go through that. Essence bolo. PhD are sufficient. That itself is sufficient for me. Don't give 200 pages CV. So here he is giving his CV. I am Dina, I am Agna, I am Dukkha Jalabdhi Magnam. So now you should show. So he described the Lord with holy names and he described himself with all these words. So finally he says, Dukkha Jalabdhi Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Batano Grihanesa Mamagnam Edhya Akshi Drishyaihi. Last word is Akshi Drishyaihi. Give me Sakshat Darshan. Earlier he said, Manasya Virastam. You should manifest in my heart. Then later he thought, I am so fallen. If you manifest in my heart, that is not sufficient for me to pick him, pick me up. You should manifest in front of my eyes. This is one step ahead. So there is a gradation in his prayer. There is a evolution in his thought process and his desires. Right? In the fourth and fifth verses, his desires are only restricted to having the Lord in his heart. But when he came to sixth verse, his intensity and his longing to attain Krishna became more and more, that he wanted to have him right in front of his eyes only. Akshi Drishyaihi, look, please be visible to my eyes. You understand Akshi Drishyaihi? Please be visible to my eyes directly. He's desiring for Sakshat Darshan. The Lord's position is transcendental. The Lord's nature is merciful. The Lord's power is unlimited. Lord's accessibility is all-pervading. This all-pervading is Vishnu. Power Ananta. Right? Prasida, merciful. Right? Deva, transcendental. All the holy names are in relation to this. Namo Deva, Damodara. Damodara also is merciful. Right? Kripa. He showed Kripa and Yashoda and then allowed himself to be born, right? That's why he's called Damodara. So Namo Deva, Damodara, Ananta, Vishnu. Deva is transcendental. Damodara is merciful. Ananta is unlimited. Vishnu is all-pervading. Namo Deva, Damodara, Ananta, Vishnu, Prasida, Prabho. Prabhu means you are master. You have independence over everything. You have jurisdiction over everything and you are supremely independent. You are Prabhu, you are the supreme master. Prasida, Prabho, Dukkha, Jalabdhi, Magnam. Kripaya Drishti, Vrishtyati, Dinam, Batanu. So like that he says. So sixth verse is clear. Now Krishna will ask a question. What qualification do you have? You are asking me to come directly in front of your eyes. You want Sakshat Darshan? What is your qualification for asking such a benediction? In answer to that, he speaks the seventh verse.
Kuveratmajau baddha murtaiva yadvat tvaya mochitau bhakti bhajau kritau cha.
But all of them are not only in relation with Mother Yashoda. They are also in relationship with Narada Muni. That's what this verse is. Prema Vishesha of the Lord. Lord loves his devotees so much, whether it is Yashoda or Narada. Lord loves his devotees so much that he is so obliged to them. If Yashoda's desire is that Krishna should be bound, Krishna says, okay, I'll be bound. If Narada Muni's desire is that Krishna has to deliver Kuvera's sons from bondage, Krishna says, okay, I will deliver them. Although I am bound, I will deliver them. I will release them. So, bhakti baddham. Krishna is bound by the loving devotion of Narada Muni also. Like that. So, Krishna's humility you can see here. He gave all credit to Narada Muni. After liberating this Nalakuvera and Manigriva, you know what he said? Devarshirme priyatamo yadimam dhanadatmajo tat tatha sadhayishyami yadgatim tan mahatmana. Devarshirme priyatamo, Devarshi Narada Muni is very dear to me. Yadimam dhanadatmajo, dhanada means that Kuvera, dhanadatmajo means sons of Kuvera. I have liberated the sons of Kuvera only because Devarshi Narada is dear to me. It was his desire that I should liberate them. when he was going into Mandakini, going towards Mandakini, these two fellows, they went inside Mandakini river, Madotkatav. They were so intoxicated, they were naked, they did not realize that they did not have any cloth on his body, although such a great saint came in front of them. Even the girls around these two people, they became little shyful and shameful, and then they tried to cover their bodies and became little more sober. But these two people felt that Narada Muni's presence was a great disturbance in their enjoyment. Although they were staying in the sacred Ganges, they were behaving in such a way that they are living in some bar or some other nasty place. Narada Muni did not like that. Narada Muni became angry with them. But his anger includes his mercy. So Narada Muni said, because they are behaving in such a degraded way, they should get the greatest mercy of the Lord. They should be able to witness the childhood pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, and Krishna should liberate them. So they became trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Narada Muni's exhibition of anger on these two people and cursing them caused their great fortune. Right? He did not make them trees in some Sahara desert or some other place. Right? Or in Kamsa's garden or Hiranyakashipu's private courtyard. Not like that. Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. One poet said, that different people may say, some people say we will read Bharatam, some people will say we will read Bhagavatam, we will do this, we will do that for advancing in devotional service. For me, I just have to worship Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because in his courtyard, Krishna performed such enchanting leelas. That's how one poet says. So Nanda Maharaj's courtyard is not a small thing. Right? It's not any ordinary place. It's not the ordinary courtyard of any other householder. That is the courtyard where Krishna performed his most enchanting and attractive pastimes. So this Yamalarjuna trees got to stay close to that place and witness all these activities and be liberated directly by Krishna himself. Why this all happened? Because devotee is merciful. When devotee is merciful upon us, Krishna is obliged to give that mercy. Devarshirme Prayatamo, Krishna is so absorbed in his leela with his dear mother Yashoda, why at all he has to think about these two people who are lying as trees? You see the contrast. So what Krishna is involved in, he is in ecstasy. When you are so busy doing so many hundreds of other things, right, you don't have time to look at some small people or some people who are kind of distracting, or some strangers, some not very important people. Where is Mother Yashoda? Where is Nalakvair and Manigriva? Where is the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa? Where are those people who are intoxicated and having relationship with so many girls and doing such sinful activities in the middle of Ganga? They were sinners. Where are they, and where is Mother Yashoda? Krishna is having a very loving exchange with Mother Yashoda, and in the midst of this exchange, why would he has to think about these two people? Only because Narada Muni desired it. Our only qualification to approach Krishna's lotus feet is devotee's recommendation, devotee's mercy. We need to seek blessings of devotees. We need to serve them. We need to, somehow or the other, please them and become an object of their mercy and compassion so that Krishna can accept us. Otherwise, we have no hope that Krishna can accept us if devotee does not approve that. In the 14 stages of devotional service, there are 9 stages: Adho Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, etc., etc. Before you come to that minimal stage of Shraddha, even before you come to the stage of Shraddha, developing some faith in the process of devotional service, there is Satam Kripa Mahat Seva. Devotee has to show some mercy. Then you get an opportunity to render some little service. So with that mercy and with that background of some little service, you get little Shraddha, faith, according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Why Indra was forgiven? Because he took shelter of this Surabhi. Why Mayadanava was forgiven? Why he was spared? Because he took shelter of Arjuna. So why Nalakavara and Manigriva were delivered? Because they got the mercy of Narada Muni. So Krishna gave all credit to Narada Muni, although he delivered them. So Lord's mercy follows devotees' mercy. We cannot surpass devotees. So finally, Satyavrata Muni says, he in the 7th verse he requested that, please give me that mercy, that prema bhakti that you have given to Kuvera's sons. Then he thought, why did they get mercy? They got mercy because Narada Muni recommended. A devotee recommended. So now if I go to Krishna with the recommendation of a devotee, I can easily get his mercy. I can easily fulfill my desire. So who is the best devotee? Srimati Radharani. So that's why he speaks the 8th verse.
Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne tvadi yodarayatha vishvasya dhamne. Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne svadi yodarayatha vishvasya dhamne. Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam. Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai namo nantalilaya devaya tubhyam.
In the first two lines, Satyavrata Muni meditates on the rope that bound Damodar's belly. What is this Damodar? What is this rope that is binding his belly? He just thought for a while.
Namaste stu damne.
Namaste, I offer my obeisances to that Dama, that rope.
Spuradipti damne,
that is resplendent. That is looking so wonderful on the belly of Damodar.
Tvadiyodarayatha vishvasya dhamne. Vishvasya dhama.
Lord's belly is the dham, the abode of all universes. Right? That rope is binding that belly which contains millions of universes within it. So that rope is not ordinary. That is not an ordinary rope. That is the rope of love of Mother Yashoda. So that he is meditating on that rope. That rope is actually love. Only love can bind him. When a devotee loves Krishna, he can bring Krishna under his or her control. And when you take shelter of such a devotee, it will become easy for you to attain Krishna's mercy. That's the theme of this verse. So for a moment, Satyavrata Muni meditated on the rope that represents the love of Krishna that is there in the heart of Mother Yashoda. Then, okay, I will take the shelter of the supreme most, the topmost devotee, because my plea should be flawless. I am putting a proposal. So when you are putting a proposal to say government office or for whatever, you need to enclose proper documents. You should have proper recommendation letter. If the recommendation letter is coming from a very well-known person, a very popular person, a person who is so dear to the person whom we are proposing to, your proposal will pass so easily. You will get immediately approval. Who recommended? That person recommended. Immediately. I don't have to go through the application also. I don't have to go through all the attachments and enclosures that you have seen. I don't even have to go through whether you have filled the application form properly or not also. Because I have a recommendation from that person, and I have so much trust and faith and love and affection and belief on that person, when he recommends, I can accept your application very easily. So Satyavrata Muni is also trying to get the recommendation letter from Srimati Radharani. So in the next two lines he says, Namo Radhikayai Tva Diya Priyayai. Radhika is very priya, very dear to you. Akhila Rasamrita Murti is Varsmara Ruchirudha Taraka Palihi Kalita Shyama Lalito Radha Preyan Vidhur Jayati. This is the first verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So there Krishna is described in relation with so many gopis, right? But when he was being described in relation with Radharani, what he said? Kalita Shyama Lalito Radha Preyan Vidhur Jayati. Krishna subdues some gopis. Krishna tries to please some gopis. But when it comes to Srimati Radharani, he endeavors his best to please her. He undergoes a lot of effort to please her. He is aspiring and he is dreaming for her pleasure. That's what Krishna undergoes. He is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the personification of all mellows, all rasas, but he endeavors a lot to please Srimati Radharani. So in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes that Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is just an ornament for Srimati Radharani. Right? So Satyavrata Muni is directly entering that way and then he is trying to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai. Because Srimati Radhika is very dear to you, I get her recommendation. I will see why you will not accept me. Right? The ultimate reservoir of all love and devotion to Sri Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Whatever love or devotion, that attitude that any one of us have, this much or this much or this much, the source of it, the abode of it, the treasure of it is Srimati Radharani. Right? So, Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Kaviraj Goswami, Ramananda Rai says that Srimati Radharani is the devotional creeper, right? And all the gopis are like twigs and leaves and flowers of the devotional creeper. And Krishna's pastimes are like the water that is sprinkled on this devotional creeper, creeper of love. When water is sprinkled on this creeper, the twigs and leaves and flowers, all these things will automatically get nourished. Similarly, the highest ecstasy of the gopis is to assist Srimati Radharani in her service to Krishna. By doing so, they get 10 million times more pleasure than when they directly serve Krishna. Not that they want to avoid service, but they stick to assisting Srimati Radharani. And what is Srimati Radharani's ecstasy? She takes pleasure in recommending other devotees. She finds various means to bring the gopis in contact with Krishna and engage the gopis directly in service of Krishna, and she becomes their assistant. That is her mood. Seeing this mood of the gopis and Srimati Radharani in encouraging each other to directly serve Krishna, Krishna is so ecstatic. Krishna is so impressed. So Radharani, by default, she has the attitude of encouraging and recommending devotees to serve Krishna directly. Right? So Satyavrata Muni is trying to get her mercy. Right? May I get her mercy so that Krishna can accept me easily. So, if one is favored by Srimati Radharani, she will personally approach Krishna and says, please accept this devotee. He or she is better than me. Hearing this, Krishna cannot refuse to accept us. So this is the mood in which Satyavrata Muni is trying to put his appeal to Krishna through Srimati Radharani. So any devotional activities that are performed in Damodar month attract special attention of Srimati Radharani because this month is so dear to Radharani and she blesses her causeless mercy upon such a devotee. And one of the most effective means to get her mercy and to advance in spiritual life is to sing this Damodar Ashtakam every day in Damodar month. So with these words, I try to... one more line is there.
Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai Namo Ananta Leelaya Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam.
So two things are very dear to Krishna. Number one is Radhika. Number two is Ananta Leela. That Ananta Leela is Rasa Leela. And Satyavrata Muni, because of the confidential nature of Rasa Leela, he did not want to directly mention that Rasa Leela. He just mentioned Ananta Leela. Because it went for Ananta Kal, right? Just one night expanded into Brahma's night, and he is enjoying with the gopis, right? That's a supreme exchange of love of a devotee towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? It's not a mundane, lusty affair, as people might think, right? These two things are very dear to Krishna. So Satyavrata Muni is very cleverly and intelligently and devotionally trying to attract Krishna's mercy by mentioning the two things that are very dear to him, Ananta Leela and Srimati Radhika. So with this we will conclude. So Damodar Ashtakam ki jai, Damodar Mant ki jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.